broadcasting live from the Don and Mike Building, Free FM 106.7 WJFK,
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah. We just got out of a 1 hour and 47 long minute meeting with freaking lawyers about indecency. I would rather...
We're really ready to do the show now for you.
I would rather go through a process where needles are put somewhere.
Yeah. You know what? I'll go farther.
Okay.
You know I'm... It's an
Watch
exit.
It.
It's an exit, not an entrance.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Go ahead. Give me the exam.
Very good.
I'd rather go to the doctor, have him put on the glove,
right,
than sit through that.
Physically, I said to somebody, the last 40 minutes of that meeting, physically painful.
Now, we have so much to tell you about this meeting, but first...
The following takes place between 3...
No. Darn it, where's the new one?
Premature.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a second.
Hello!
Oh, we're sorry.
Yeah, okay. Everything is...
Thank you!
You know what? This is it. We can't do a show. I'm sorry. I need to decompress. Yeah. I need to go into one of those pods where you listen to New Age music and they pump in, like, the smell of dandelions and daffodils.
Yeah, we can't possibly be expected to perform at any kind of high level after being really having our brain juice sucked out.
You're like vampire victims. Right.
Didn't have time to get the studio organized. My fault. We'll deal with it now.
Hello!
La la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la.
That's all I wanted, and I wanted that just yes. Thank you.
Oh yes.
Just for the opportunity to say that something good did happen in this meeting that we had with the lawyers today.
Really? When?
Yes. It might be time to welcome back an old friend.
Oh, that. I have an opinion about the meeting we had with the lawyers today.
I do.
So stated.
I sure do. Don't we have more than one? We do. I do, but I'm going to follow the rules. Okay.
I think we're all out. You don't want to be repetitive.
No.
And before you do that, let me turn my phone off like I will before every show today.
Thank you, Mike.
Let me turn the phone off for each and every one of you. You know? Bye-bye. And thanks for coming by.
You're such an idiot for liking that little goodbye song.
I do love it.
They all have the little goodbye songs.
I love it.
Okay.
Mine exits quietly.
So anyway, we were in the meeting and we were discussing Oprah Winfrey. You know, how talented she is.
Yes.
And,
one good thing did only one good thing came out of that meeting.
Yeah, just one.
Just one. Mm-hmm. The question of fart sound effects was broached.
Oh yes.
Now in the radio circles, I think you and I are probably known as the artists when it comes to the Michelangelos when it comes to
we are
that particular sound effect.
The Sistine Chapel is our toilet bowl.
As I said in the meeting, we paint with it.
Now we cannot. When we play a fart sound effect,
yes.
And hold on, let me go to stenographer Joe Ardinger.
Who took notes during
Do I know? I did.
Joe.
I said to Joe.
Really did.
Really, when they're getting to the fart stuff, write this down.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Joe?
Yes.
There he is, Joe.
Joe.
Joe, what was the director from the lawyer and from the general manager about the return of fart sound effects to our show?
The occasional fleeting fart sound effect is okay. And there it goes. It's fleeting.
And that's it.
And that's it. We can't dwell on it. We can't talk about it much.
The deal is we can't talk about why you have that sound effect.
Right. We can use it really as almost a punctuation mark occasionally.
Right.
Yes. And again, I thought I gave what was the perfect example. What if you're just saying, I was watching the Oprah Winfrey show, and Oprah was on her couch.
That's it. And I think we've illustrated it beautifully. Joe, we're using it properly, right?
It's fine with me.
Very good.
All right. Well, you were there with the meeting, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
And Joe, don't worry. We're not expecting anybody to take responsibility because nobody in that meeting did take responsibility.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I was there till about the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you were there longer than I.
Mentally, I had one period of time where I wasn't there. Really, I went somewhere else.
Good. All right, thank you, Joe.
Sure, good day.
Good day to you, sir. Now, here's the deal. The company has just the most uptight set of lawyers in the world. And what they wanted to do was come in and make a PowerPoint presentation today.
A little show.
Nothing like that audiovisual presentation.
Uh-huh. To all of the DJs to talk to us about indecency.
Pictures,
which, you know, we've just been beaten over the head with this for the last 2 years. Not to mention even before the Janet Jackson thing when things would get dicey once in a while. So the guy that has been identified as either Jerry Van Dyke look-alike, or perhaps from the side, a Dick Vermeil look-alike.
Yeah, yeah. Seemed like a nice enough guy.
Yeah.
For a lawyer, really.
I mean, for a lawyer, he was actually not all that, you know, lawyer-like, I found.
The lawyer stands up, and immediately I realize we're not going to find out what we can or cannot say on the radio. At least in the beginning, the guy's going to give us a goddamn history lesson of indecency. Now,
we realized it was time to settle in for a good long meeting.
That's right.
Now, first off, they treat us like we're idiots.
Uh-huh.
That all the disc jockeys and all of the producers and all of the board operators and the promotions people, the entire staff, the dummy program director, they're all in the room with Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
And we got two lawyers there. And they start, like we're retarded, by saying, let's go back in time. Who's heard of George Carlin and the seven famous words?
Yeah. They flash up a picture on the big screen of George Carlin.
Yeah, it's like a mugshot of George Carlin.
Once upon a time.
Now
we're going to be speaking of disc jockeys today. We really need to dumb it down.
Please, even for someone who is not as old as we are, in our mid to late 40s, you know, anybody, you know about George Carlin, you know the seven dirty words, especially if you're working in radio.
Right.
You know this.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, he made a point of repeating the words, and then, because they could do this, mm-hmm. with a little PowerPoint, actually played us the clip.
Yes.
And then,
you would normally, you know, look, I think we all know this, anybody that remembers that, it's a very, very funny segment. No one was really laughing, because everyone had the same thought that I had. When is it over? Just please get it over with.
And then he played it again.
Uh-huh.
He played it a second time.
Well, it was fun.
He played it a second time and then commented that I wrote this down. He said, the skit by Carlin.
The sketch,
whatever he called it. I wrote skit. Is about 7 minutes long.
Right.
And apparently that's what started everything. Then you have to go on to how the government works.
Yes.
I mean, really, we might as well have been learning how our House of Representatives works.
The executive, the legislative, and the judicial.
Constitution,
the three branches of government. I mean, the guy really is going through this presentation where we're seeing stuff like, now in 1979, one man got on the radio and played a record that had this word in it. And it's like, the guy's giving, I turned to Mike, really, and I just whispered, I said, this is a history lesson.
Yeah, it was, and believe me, it was just the beginning.
Yes, it went on
It went on and on.
Now,
and really, you know, I know that they put, like, bright colors up there on their little screen to supposedly hold our attention, but they should know that is short attention span theater in there. These are people that we, you know, I mean, did you get a good look around that room? Have you ever seen people like that? People that look like they were on death row.
Now, once you got through, literally, the 40-hour presentation that this guy made.
But the nice thing about it is you could tell when he was going to wrap it up. I saw it coming, and I was right about when he was going to end it. And when he ended it, I'm like, oh, man, okay, look, it was an hour. No problem. You know, look, we can handle it. It was painful. I want to get the hell out of here. What I didn't see coming was phase two.
Right. Feldman.
Mm-hmm. Phase two.
She had to get up with her presentation.
Oh, my God. And that's when I went, no!
Now, here's what I learned from this thing today. I learned that still we can't talk about excretory stuff.
Right.
We knew that. We cannot be sexually explicit.
Right.
You can, as we've known, call a guy a dick.
Right.
It's a put down.
Mm-hmm.
You can call someone a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If they're, you know, being cowardly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You can have the occasional fart sound of
it. If it's fleeting.
If it's fleeting.
Right.
Like, again, how long till Oprah's on TV?
She's going
to be on, I think, within an hour or so.
Right.
So get my TiVo going. Also, I found out this. Shock jock and porn star equals major calamity.
Trouble!
This is something that they wanted all of us, really, they wanted us to write this down.
The government sees that as a dangerous combination.
Shock jock plus porn star.
On the same show.
Equals bad. This is something you should never do.
This is a major change.
Now,
up until this point, the way we understood, shock jock and porn star equals ratings gold.
Right. But now, shock jock, porn star, not good.
And it's disappointing because I remember one of our favorite segments when we had the AQ in here.
The AQ?
The AQ. Do you remember when we had the AQ on the show?
Who's the AQ?
I forgot what her name was, but
she was royalty.
She was royalty. Ah. Yes,
remember
Don, the AQ.
Right.
We can't discuss her title.
We can't discuss her title anymore with the standards.
She was
the AQ.
Or the BQ. But.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. But she had a specific title. You know.
I know she did.
Yeah. And it was wonderful because she didn't look it, really.
No, very clean.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that they did, they would put up slides that would like give us A or B, which is correct. What can you say on the radio?
And what can you?
And what can't you say? And then they would, and no one was participating.
No.
They, at one point.
And I want to credit most of our colleagues that were in there that understood, with the exception of a few, that asking questions prolongs the meeting.
And also, generally speaking, you don't want to ask. You want to just do it and then find out what happens later.
I will now label the asking of questions in a meeting of that kind as a rookie mistake.
So, while they're going through this thing where it says A or B, and they both have things that we can't repeat on the radio, but they're both up on the screen,
right.
the transcript. When they come back and they say, no, the answer was B, because that's painfully obscene.
Uh-huh.
The picture on the next page of the PowerPoint
result
is a picture of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And what she says is, we had to fire that disc jockey.
Right, yes.
You know, because we were so
stupid. No, she was tougher than that. He's gone.
Oh, that's right.
He's gone.
Although it's,
that's that toughness that Feldman has.
It's,
oh, yeah.
It's said in the
like
text
that.
Of the PowerPoint, the performer was fired.
Yes.
Right.
You know, and it had a picture of Donald Trump. And every time that the disc jockey would do something wrong, the graphic would come up that would say, pow, almost like on the old Batman
show. Just exactly like that.
Right.
It was a retarded meeting. Also, what did I learn today? I learned that we are held to a tighter standard because we are so close to the FCC.
Apparently, we were informed that several employees of the commission listen on a daily basis with the radio in their office. Like, say hi to them right now.
Uh-huh. Now here's the thing that gets me. She says, to a certain extent, you're going to be held to a different standard because the show is in Washington, D.C., and the people at the FCC. And she said, I wrote it down, at the Enforcement Bureau.
Yes.
They listen to the show. So what I'm thinking is, if we're being penalized extra by the FCC.
Right. Because we're here.
Because we're here.
Right.
Why don't we just move?
Okay.
I mean, we can still run the show on this station.
That's a good point.
And yes, granted, they might still listen at the FCC every day.
Right.
But what they were saying was for some, you know, and this is one of
you
the things.
You want me to start looking for some office space?
This is one of the things that they said that just made absolutely zero sense.
Well, you got to understand this, because, you know, we're here.
And you know, they can just turn it. Well, they're the FCC. They can listen to radio anywhere.
That's right.
They got branches all over the country.
They're equipped for it.
Just because they listen downtown. And incidentally, if you are listening downtown at the Enforcement Bureau, you know, friend of Mike's, where were you the last four or five times we got nailed? How come none of that stuff can get, like, lost in the mail?
Well, they didn't nail us. It was the people that were talking to us today that nailed us. If you want to be if you want to be truthful.
That's right.
You know me. I never forget.
I never forget. And the meeting is just going on, and it's dragging now. And then I'm afraid I have to call him out on this. Peter Rosenberg.
Well, as I said, rookie mistake. He's new to the biz. At least I think he's new to the biz.
In your program, he's wearing 00. Mm-hmm. That's his jersey number. Also, his current rating number.
One question, you know, unforgivable. Two questions, just please, God, no.
Everybody in this room is just, here, in essence, for an hour and 45 minutes, here's what they said to us. What they said was, first, we don't know the rules with the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
Second, we'd like you to go out there and we want you to be as entertaining as possible. Third,
use your best judgment.
Yeah, and we can't tell you what's right and what's wrong because everything is going to be decided on a case-by-case decision. Go out there and have fun, but always think about what you're doing and err on the side of what would a child think. Now, hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
We're doing a show. The target demographic of this show is men 25 to 54 years old. If we follow them to the rule of what they were saying.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really, and really did that.
We couldn't say anything on the show that a child or a parent of a child with a child would find offensive.
Right. Which is a little unusual when you think since we've been doing this show, the standard line that we have had is this is not a show for kids. We have said that since the show's inception. It is made clear that that's the way it is. You, when your son was really at a certain age, he wouldn't listen to the show. My kids don't listen to this show.
No,
you know, and it's just
so they're retarded.
It's crazy.
That was just another dumb thing.
But if we run everything by them first, they can actually help make it better. They like being part of the creative process.
That was another thing. If you got an idea for a bit.
Yeah.
That you think might be a little bit controversial.
Right.
Call the lawyers because they can make it. They can help the bit get better.
That's right.
Well, I certainly felt uplifted and helped when I walked out of that meeting.
I mean, it's like having someone stand on your nuts for 45 minutes, or in this case, an hour and 45 minutes. And now go out and run a world record time.
Let's be careful out there.
Now,
this is how lawyers help the creative process.
Absolutely.
It's 1 hour and 45 minutes into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and remind me, I got to talk about the PD, who still doesn't know anything about us. Here's
I hope I didn't put him off, too, when he wanted to stop in for a visit after the meeting.
And here's,
I was really up to my butt.
Here's what this guy Peter Rosenberg did. He's a disc jockey here. Meeting's been going on literally 1 hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Even the lawyers are bored with us now. She says, okay, can we wrap it up? Is that it? He says, I got a question. So we're talking about slander, and we're talking about people. Like, can I say that I think Barry Bonds is on steroids?
And really, if he was listening closely in the room, he would have heard under everybody's breath, shut up, shut up.
And the lawyers started to give him some piecemeal, saying, you know, well, you know, generally speaking, you can, you know, if it's a public figure, you can say.
They didn't even say public figure.
They said, just be careful what you're saying. But yeah,
I didn't hear what they said. I was so far out of that room at that point.
What you're saying. But then he had a follow-up. Yeah. And it was like, well, I was watching it on TV today while I was doing the show.
So
and I was thinking, he takes steroids now. Can I say that I think he takes steroids? That's like saying you think George Bush is stupid. Okay? Like you're going to somehow be fined for that. I'll go out on the limb. George Bush is stupid, and Barry Bonds takes steroids.
Wow.
Ooh, I got some balls on me.
You're in trouble.
Boy,
trouble now.
What? Should I dump that?
No, don't dump that, Robin.
Let it go?
Let it go.
Let her go.
It, the way it was
let
laid
it
out.
Let it go, because I'm feeling today like Cedric the Entertainer. I'm feeling like a vaudevillian today.
I am feeling, there's one thing that comes to mind, re-energized. I am re-energized
really?
To come in here and
listen,
and do what I do. And you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be, wait for us to call a lot of people with me using a phony voice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and listen, that's another thing.
That was one that really got me all motivated.
Sure.
It's another thing. And this might have been just directed right at Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and if you have anybody on your show that does like a funny celebrity voice, first off, you have to make it very clear that it's not really the person. And second, outside the boundaries of the show, don't ever call anybody and pretend to be somebody else.
Right. Okay. And I'm just sitting there going, you know, why drive into the parking lot in the morning?
And I mean, really, we'll have a good show today. I promise. It's just, this was like...
It was overwhelming.
Yeah, we're ramping up here.
This today was, I mean, we're supposed to sit through that crap and then come in and go like, oh, yeah!
Really, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know what? They should be addressing the fact that the radio station is crumbling apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But instead, we've got 50 people sitting in a room with a retarded PowerPoint presentation. You know, and did you see the one where it's like, we knock out, what was it that they said? It was,
knock out indecency?
CBS Radio says, let's knock out indecency.
A punching bag.
And there was a boxing
lots
glove.
Lots of cartoon exclamations like pow, zam, wow,
well,
bow.
Know, zip it up, make it a show.
Off. Well, it's because they were dealing with disc jockeys. And their lawyers that said, how do we best communicate with disc jockeys? Put bright colors, comic book exclamations in there to get our attention.
Now, the program director, okay, the guy that's been here a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
who frankly, I mean, he seems nice enough. I just want nothing to do with him. I just got a feeling about him. I just think it'll be bad news. When he was in the office the other day, when we were just talking about radio in general, when the ratings came out, I had mentioned that, you know, at one point when the station was higher rated, that we were number one in the overall ratings as well. And that caught him by. So he said,
you were number one?
he's
a victim of the in-house company PR.
Yeah, he's one of these guys. He doesn't know anything about
You guys were number... really?
Doesn't even know anything.
No,
and then they're talking in there...
Everybody in the company says you've never had any ratings.
the lawyers are talking about... And thank you very much, lawyers, again, for holding Mike and I up as the poster boys for the FCC rules about the telephones.
Mm-hmm.
Like disc jockeys... have never called people right. on the air and just said, hey, you're on the air before. Because we got nailed a couple of times, and now they have all kinds of systems. I mean, I think you'll note, unless we have someone's explicit permission...
Yeah, we call them beforehand.
We have to do the whole thing where Rob says, do we have your permission to put you on the air?
Well, they dump us.
Okay. So, anyway, she tells us about this very funny bit that a disc jockey does, where they got a guy that does a killer impression of Jerry Lewis,
mm-hmm.
and they call France. And they get Jacques Chirac on the telephone.
Right.
And the disc jockey says, I got Jerry Lewis in the studio. And the real Jacques Chirac, the president of France...
is a fan of Jerry Lewis.
Because the French love Jerry Lewis, right? This is funny. This is nothing but funny.
Right.
Somehow, this ends up being a bad thing.
He takes the call.
Mm-hmm. Somehow, this ends up being a bad thing.
Yeah.
This ends up being the thing about, oh, you can't tell the guy, you should have told Jacques Chirac that... he was going to be on the air with a guy that wasn't Jerry Lewis. And anyway, it turns out that she says, but of course, this is why Don and Mike are famous. And there's a wing at the FCC for telephone infractions with Don and Mike. And again, I noticed the program director looking up at me.
Quizzically, like, surprised, like, oh, really?
And writing this down. Like, like it's all news to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I had one hero in that meeting, and I just want to salute him right now, and I mean this seriously.
Who's the hero?
The man's name is Eric Bickle.
EB, the only... Now, let me just paint a picture here. EB is in the corner, and I'm watching EB, because EB just makes me laugh, the way he is. And his eyes are closed.
He's one of the junkies that do the morning show.
He's one of the junkies. His eyes are closed a lot of the time. He is really catching some
I was loving watching this. He was dead sleeping. I mean,
EB's got a bit of a wrap around the radio station for one particular thing, and the only thing where he perked up was when they got on his favorite subject.
That's true. Free stuff.
Free food.
Stuff. Free food. It was so funny. Yeah, so he's sleeping. I mean, literally. I'm looking at him during this 1 hour and 40-minute meeting,
right.
And he is dead out sleeping. And who can blame the guy?
Right.
But he wakes up at one point. They're talking about payola and plugola. And she says, so for instance, if you go to, Taco Grande,
right.
And they give you a free meal.
Uh-huh. You can do that, but you have to say that they gave you a free meal.
You come right. on the air and you say, the food is great at Taco Grande, and they gave me a free meal. Well, like a man waking up out of a coma.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is the part of the entire meeting
he's away.
That is really important to
he
him.
He pulled a perfect Larry King. That is what he did. Yeah. He said, would you rephrase that last part? Because he wanted to make sure he heard it.
Quite simple. So, because, I mean, he is talking, and it's not, and it's specific. It's not anything else. It's free food. He's talking about free food. So, if I say that I got a free meal, and I say it was free, it's okay. And she says, yes, that's okay. And he looks over, he looks at the whole room, and he goes, size.
And then seriously, goes back to sleep.
Yeah. That's it. I got the important
what
part.
A waste.
Didn't get any of that. Well, you know
what a waste of a meeting.
Oh, it was so tedious. That was really one of the few light moments in the entire.
Yeah, we learned nothing new.
No, we learned this.
And I wanted to fool around, and Don, I leaned over it because I was giving Don a couple, trying material out at him. Like when they were doing A and B, I wanted to say, how about if she starts talking and I say, I haven't finished reading yet? And Don says, no, that'll just make it go longer. And he was right, because it was just the only goal, and you knew this going in. You really should have circulated a memo to everybody with that, because no questions.
I said to I got everybody in the room, and I said, no, listen, no matter what they say.
Uh-huh. Yep.
No questions.
Our crew was not going to ask any questions.
No.
Because it just slows things down. And even at the beginning of the meeting, they indicated that we're going to have kind of a dialogue, like a give and take.
You know,
and I'm like, no.
Did you mean no dialogue? We're just going to listen to what you have to say.
Right. No. In a way, I'm glad we're doing the show after this meeting, because it's the only thing that will make me feel better.
The great, yeah. And here's the great Michael Hughes, I do not have a spine moment.
Yeah, I know what you're going to talk
about. And this revolves around farts. Yeah, President Logan. So, somebody says, what about farts? And they say, well, no farts. And then they say, well, it depends. Is it a dry fart or is it a wet fart?
That came.
How many times is the fart? Finally, the lawyers get pinned down, and they say it is an issue to be decided by each local management team.
Uh-huh. Right.
Now, at that point,
you could feel the panic.
I kind of got on Hughes and said, well, I would like it. There's the manager right there.
Right.
How about a decision? And he said,
I would have to hear the circumstances and then talk to Linda and...
Between him and the lawyers, they're playing a little ping pong at this point.
You know, and I just didn't want it. And I don't think anybody else in the room, not that farts was the main thrust of the meeting, but it's like, God, just tell us one thing. Be concrete about one thing. Just make a fist. About one thing, about farts.
But you know what?
And finally, then he had to say,
"Well, I would have to say, every once in a while, if it's as you're describing and fleeting, that's fine."
And of course, we all looked at each other and went, "Oh, welcome back, old friend."
Right.
Yeah. Welcome back, old friend. Let's get out our Barry White collection, but we can't do it like that.
No, that just wouldn't work with one.
But do you know, really?
No, but trust me.
The gist of this is...
Now that it's back, though.
Uh-huh. It'll be fun.
It'll be back, but it'll be back in special moments.
The gist of this is all really, if you're looking at what this was about, you may say indecency, what this really was about, in my opinion, is freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And it's working under the climate that we are working under, uh-huh. which was made very, very clear to us. And the climate that we are in right now has very little to do with freedom of speech and has quite a bit to do with politics. And it's sad, but that's the way it is. And really, the only thing I took away from the meeting is that back in the day, back in the George Carlin day in the mid-70s, it was a more conservative time in general,
right.
But as far as broadcasting was concerned, it was a more liberal time.
That's what the guy was giving us the history lesson.
And that was true.
I hated the meeting. I hated the history part. I hated the clarification part.
No, I thought the history part was riveting.
I hated the PowerPoint part.
Those who don't understand.
Oh, I physically was sore at the end. My brain hurt.
Yes. Hold up. Why did he play that song by Sarah Jones?
Because it had something dirty in it.
Yeah.
And then why did he play a song by Eminem?
Because it had something dirty in it.
We don't play songs.
He was using it as an example.
They were examples.
They got fined, right?
The history lesson. And plus,
Radio stations got fined for playing that.
You can do that with the PowerPoint. You can put sounds in it, little pictures and stuff. It's great.
It's the same reason every employee of a talk station has to take a yearly quiz, so we don't take payola to play records, because the record companies are paying us.
Yeah, but if you say you took, if you say you got a bag of money for playing that record, it's perfectly
all right. It's okay.
I want to thank Sarah Jones
up to $100.
If you're going on that literal translation.
Yeah.
And then,
what did she say? Then she said, and I don't want to start hearing you guys talking every day about how you ate at such and such a restaurant because all your meals were for $98. I mean, this is the crap that they're wasting.
Yeah, I know.
These are like educated Harvard, Yale, Wharton School of Business types. They get like $400 an hour.
But you know what this is. This is so now they can say they told us.
Yes,
they've
it
told
is.
Us they've
and
done
boy,
their job.
And for everybody that works here, that's on the air, behind the scenes, whatever, remember that. That is the main thing. That's the most important thing to remember. That's why they did it.
They just covered their ass. You know, in essence, they said, go out there and have a great time.
Yeah, do it. Use your best judgment. If you screw up, you're toast.
Well, let us
right. Yeah, if you're screwed up, then the picture of Donald Trump would come up.
You're fired.
But beyond that,
bam, pow, zang, zowie.
We support free speech. We are just dying for the chance to get into court and fight this battle. Yeah, right, which is why the company just caved. You know, the company never went to court about Stern. They never did. I mean, it seems to me that back in the day, if they had taken, I think the company wanted to, I think the government stonewalled and didn't want to go to court because they thought that they would lose.
And the company changed.
I think just about every broadcaster thinks if this was ever brought to the court, that the FCC would lose.
You know, for the longest time, really, that you and I have both said this, and we've meant it, that the radio has a volume control on it, and you have buttons on the radio where you can change it. It seems to me that from a lot of what I heard today, that doesn't apply anymore.
No,
it really doesn't matter. Just because, you know, so...
Don't forget, Mike, don't say anything that you wouldn't say with a small child in the room with you.
That was the part where I was just saying, my God.
We're now doing a kid's show.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah. The FCC.
Yeah, so we're a little drained.
A little bit.
It was draining. It was demoralizing is what it was, more than anything else. It just felt like you had ankle weights on your eyelids.
I would have loved to have heard a strategy. Here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to carve into the future.
The one thing that they did make a point of saying many times is they don't know.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the same thing we got back when Ms. Jackson
two years ago was
dancing.
You know, we don't know. We don't know.
There is no manual. There is no book.
We don't know. It's very gray with the FCC. We don't know.
No. No one does, apparently.
Don't know. But anyway, we're here to do the show for you now. Right.
Remember, it's not a line. It's a zone.
Okay,
that's a big change.
That is good.
That's a big change.
That's a good one, Rob.
If you want to make something a little even more hazy, turn something from a hard line to a zone.
That's one of the things that this lawyer said. This lawyer said, what I like saying to air talent is not so much that there's a line that you have to watch out. It's a zone.
That's right. Yeah. But believe me, it's not the good zone. No. It's not the kind of zone where, hey, a pitcher's in the zone.
No,
this is a bad zone. This is like a demilitarized zone.
Yeah, DMZ. Going to say that.
It's not a fun button, that's for sure.
No, absolutely not.
Twilight zone.
That meeting was a twilight zone.
So let's have some fun.
MPFG.
Make people feel good.
Go team.
Let's see. Let's call Hughes. See how he thought it went.
Don't.
I don't have to tell him he's
That's
on the
true.
Air. He works.
That was a quiz. B.
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 Pow. Wham.
Oh,
zap.
Fired.
Zip.
Or do you think he's still giving the lawyers the tour of this asshole?
Mm.
They were coming down the hall. I just shut our door. I don't care how rude they think we are.
Sponsored by Audix. Michael Hughes.
Is not available. To leave a message, wait for the tone. When finished recording, press pound for more options. Otherwise, for assistance, press 0 now. Record at the tone.
Change me, Mommy. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Now, this must end.
Hey, Michael, it's Don and Mike.
How do you think it went?
Pretty good meeting today.
We're reinvigorated.
Also, I would just like to say, I think that Clifford, is it Clifford the big
red dog?
I think Clifford the big red dog is a nice doggy. Let me say hi to all my little friends.
We're doing a show that you could do with the kids in the room.
With kids in the car.
What do you right think? Like, oh, and also la 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 la
la la la la la la. La la la.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Oh, and also.
Hello!
La 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 la.
Bingo.
La la. Okay. Good meeting, Michael.
Yeah.
See you later.
Best ever.
You are dynamic as always. What a great public speaker you are.
Delightful.
Great introduction, Isanella, you gave the lawyers. We really needed that 10 minutes of build-up. You know.
I'm sure you're all aware.
I'm going to hang up on this now.
I'm sure you all know why we're here. I want to thank everyone for...
Let me first introduce the person...
Jesus Christ.
God. I mean, there's a reason we're disc jockeys and we're not lawyers. Right. We don't want to be in those meetings.
We also learned there's a reason they're not disc jockeys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, amen to that, brother. Amen to that. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen, I feel your pain.
No, impossible. You had to be in the room today, but Thank you. Thank you for your empathy.
Thank you very, very much.
Tell me, though, didn't anybody have the guts to stand up and say, I mean, we're all adults here.
Well, we're doing a show now that you have to do with kids in the room.
So I know,
but we can play fart sound effects.
We're in an adult world, aren't we all?
No, but we had to sit through this. It's an exercise for everybody, so they can say they did it, and we can say we were there.
Not so dirty. I crave seduction.
A painful exercise, too, and I empathize fully.
All right. Well,
thank you very much.
Stay strong, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right on. Bye-bye.
La, 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 la.
Now here's Sarah Jones.
This thing is, Rob.
Is it broken? Is the machine broken?
Yep, it done am stuck.
Now, if you want to have a meeting, you have a meeting about how you can get new equipment.
Oh, they wanted to have that meeting.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, do that meeting after the meeting.
They did, I swear to God.
Really? An equipment meeting?
I swear to God, right after that, they came to me and they said, you got a couple of minutes to come in the studio now? I was like, no. They said, where are you going? I said, gotta get fresh air.
Oxygen.
Gotta get out of here.
Must breathe.
I beat you, though, didn't I?
You beat everybody.
The fastest. You are lickety split, man.
If you thought Mike leads the studio fast at the end of the show,
I was
to the Ian goodbye.
I was on my feet before anybody else. I was on the feet when they were saying, okay, so that about, and as soon as they said that about, I was on my feet.
You were up.
Mm-hmm. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got something that they need to play for if they're doing something for kids. There's a song.
Okay,
hold on,
please, dumbass. We're them. You're on the air with us. It's unscreened.
There's a song called "I Love," and you may have to dump this, but I hope not. There really is a song out there.
Bye. No, not even today.
There's a guy that feels our pain. Yeah, the first guy was just being a little empathetic. The other guy, here's something for you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Mike, shouldn't you have made some kind of a statement that you weren't really Clifford the Big Red Dog before you did that imitation?
I'm going letter of the law. Wow. That was Don doing that. He should have made it clear that he wasn't Clifford the Big Red Dog.
In trouble now.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Knees and toes.
Now, do we have ASCAP and BMI permission to play this record?
Not during a commercial.
I'm sorry, you can't say ASCAP.
Oh, the Wiggles.
All right, this time, we're not going to sing.
The gay Wiggles. This is another dumb... I mean, God, this company, which is worth $8 billion, they wanted to lecture us today.
They covered virtually every aspect of what we all do.
Like, for instance...
Yeah, everything they could say negatively about what we do, they managed to get it in there.
Hold on. Give me a second. Let me find what CD. Here's why you can't do this. Here's why you can't do this. Here's why you can't do this.
Oh, I see. Never mind. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
This is stuff that doesn't even apply to us. Right. I'm just going to use an example. Let's say that there was a commercial for a surf shop.
All right.
And the copy came in.
Uh-huh.
And you were to do this.
If everybody had an ocean across...
Even with William Hung instead of the Beach Boys.
Uh-huh.
And everybody...
They're having a super sale right now at Surfing USA. What they're saying is you can get in trouble because then the Beach Boys or William Hung could come after you, as I guess they do, and say to the station, where's our 12 cents that you owe us for putting a real song in a commercial?
Yeah, right. Now people do it all the time at radio stations. They'll throw that in for a quickie commercial. They said don't do it. And, you know, we've known... That's the part also...
But it doesn't apply to us.
But we've known that... Yeah, the indecency part was about, you know, on the air and what we do. And then the second phase... was like the behind-the-scenes crap that we shouldn't have had to sit through. But they don't care about that. I'm not going to get mad.
Don't get mad.
I'm not going to get mad.
I think
but
that...
But really, that was, you know what? You want to talk about respect and disrespecting people's time? Give me a break.
I think just to make everything better, we should just get as many people, as many businesses out there as possible... to bring us as many gifts as they can today.
Under
$100. Right. And we'd be glad to thank all of you, give you a free plug.
We apparently can.
Because we can. We were told that.
That. You know, you're going to make E.B. jealous.
And I know that at the Oscars, Star Jones always gets goodie bags. And I don't know if her goodie bags are worth $100 or not.
Well, I mean, I know those Oscar goodie bags are beautiful. It's all sorts of, like, you know, wonderful lingerie for Star.
It's a mess.
In women's plus sizes.
This station really is a toxic dump. The station should have crime scene tape around it.
Soon enough.
Yeah, they're running around here, you know, with their $800 an hour lawyers.
Yeah.
You know? And if there's anything you need, please call. I got news for you.
Welcome to post-Katrina WJFK.
I could be in Midnight Express. I could be that guy having my girlfriend put her nipple up at the window.
Billy.
I wouldn't call you guys. I'd call Jacoby and Myers first.
Billy.
Really, I would.
And that's nip-nip. Children
Billy.
Are listening.
That's right.
Now, on a related note...
What?
If you're taking a right turn, you know what next are they going to cover? When you get up in the morning, you here's how you breathe. This is what you should. Now, you don't want to breathe too deeply. It might offend the person next to you.
Shut up.
They're idiots.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Really, they truly are idiots from the top to the bottom in this company. They really are. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Don, Mike, is this the request line? I wanted to get you a little Eminem Slim Shady.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
There's somebody that cares deeply.
See, normally that type of killer material would have made us laugh.
Yeah, normally we're
not ready to laugh until we receive our less than $100 gifts.
From a variety of sundry merchants.
Merchants. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'd like some nice toilet water.
Toilet water.
Some toilet water.
I love that. That's such a wonderful expression for something that smells good. Toilet water.
Maybe a nice scarf. To around my neck.
I wouldn't mind a case of chapstick.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike show. Hi there.
Hey, with the free plug situation going on, this is Mike Dillon from Infinite Printing, and I...
No,
that's cheating.
No, now, you got to give us something first.
We have to have it in our hands.
Yeah, otherwise, we can't fulfill the letter of the law and say thank you for that free something.
No.
Okay, let me see. This is a first for the show. Maybe we've done this before. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Have we done this before? We're going to break. We're going to break and then come back and start the show.
I think that's proper.
With a laughing place and everything.
Will there be more pre-show?
There might be more pre-show.
We might need more pre-show today.
Just the tape.
We might. Just because these goddamn meetings. You know, and I was sitting there really just thinking to myself over and over, why am I here? I'm not learning any... Well, I take it back. The one thing I did learn is that, you know, fleeting farts are okay. Yeah.
Hey, it's nice to have two people there that are actually in the law books, as we were reminded a couple of times. In this particular case, well, they happen to be right here in the room.
You wrote the book.
Like on a talk show.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's right.
Because they really are behind us around.
You don't know whether to be proud or just to sort of slink back into your chair. Yeah, that was us. Yeah.
Oh, and also I love the fact that today there was just the outright, yes, it was a double standard when Stern worked here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
the lawyers said that.
Because he did it so often, and he had a way of doing it.
We don't have a way of doing it.
He
was unique.
The lawyer said, "Well, you know, Howard started like in 1985, and there were things that Howard could do." And I said, "Really?" But there was a time when they told us no fart sounds. Mm-hmm. Yet Howard still was able to play fart sounds.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some of that.
Well, that's because Howard was a little different. You know, well, hold on, it's the whole thing.
But why is that?
I don't know.
Well, I know why, because they were afraid to tell him, just like they were afraid to tell him to stop talking about Sirius Radio.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, they're not afraid to tell us.
Mm-hmm. No, never. It's a weird, weird place.
Why are we just the welcome mat here? We're not even the welcome mat. We're the goodbye mat. You know what I mean? We're not even on the front door. We're on the back porch. It's like, wipe your feet here so you don't get your car dirty.
Oh, absolutely.
We're an exit.
That's a nice way of putting it. We're not even on the front door. We're in the back porch.
Yeah.
We're on the back porch where the dog sleeps.
You're the paper thing that you get when you get your car back from the mechanic.
That's us.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for your service.
The thing nobody wants that everybody wants to throw away. Right.
Thanks for your business. Mm-hmm. You know who we are? We're that pizza box that's got that Guido on it, the guy with the curly mustache.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know your generic pizza box?
Yep, we're stacked up in back of the house.
You've tried all the rest, now try the best.
That's right.
We're stacked up, ready to go out in the garbage.
That's right.
Only trinkets can cheer us up now.
Yes, and we are going to get trinkets as long as they are valued at under $100.
We promise to thank everybody.
Thank you.
You know what? That might be the only thing that cheers us all up today.
Thank you.
And we can speak for everybody on the show. Right? I mean, Everybody can get a little something today.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
So, I mean, if you can bring something, you're
except
one,
Joe.
Two, three.
Except
oh,
Joe.
Oh, please. I'm trying to repair my relationship with Joe.
All right, then Joe.
Please give Joe something. One, two, three, four, five, six, which is half a case.
Or a quarter.
How Mike thinks.
I'm in a better mood already. Thank God for this radio show.
Yeah. And really, if you want to get me something, what I would really like is something from, is it Oprah's Angels? Is it the Oprah Book Club?
So. Mm-hmm.
That's what I would like, because if Oprah's behind it, I'm behind it. I mean, because Oprah means quality. Fleeting quality.
Fleeting.
Fleeting quality.
That was very fleeting.
Very fleeting. All right, Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground now.
Dangerous ground, Mr. Spicoli.
You know, and speaking of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, really, we should have just had a big blackboard in there today.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Hand should have been standing up there just writing down, I don't know.
Or you and I could have come in with like a medical doctor's bag and said, I will not stand here and let you insult the United States of America.
Like an animal house.
Gentlemen.
Big dildo in that medical bag.
And then we all walk out. You're all through here. No more Don and Mike.
That's it.
And he regretfully has passed. Dean Wormer.
Dean Wormer has passed.
Mm-hmm. Sadly.
Ardinger, 0.00.
All right.
Yeah. Joe. We'll break, regroup.
Yes.
Thank you for letting us get this off our chest today.
Make sure you see the front desk when you bring down the gifts.
But bring our gifts to the back door.
Yeah, that's where our mat is.
That's right. We're back there. We're back,
back
there.
Our gifts.
Of course, the phone rule is very famous. Well, Don and Mike have made it famous for the company and have cost the company lots of money and fines over the past.
And then the program director looks over and goes, really? Wow.
You?
Yeah, wait.
How long have you been on?
You guys were number one.
Okay. Yeah, I like the show. You're Don or you're Mike?
How long have you been doing the afternoon show?
And now, and what happened with you and him in the
He came down, and I've been very nice to him. He's, as Don has mentioned, he's a nice enough guy. I feel the same way, though. There's just something wrong there. It's scary. It's that feeling you get if you were getting on an elevator with someone who looks suspicious. You know, you want to get off as soon as you can. But he came in, and you had ducked out, and I had already returned with my sandwich that I bought. And he came by the office, and I was just, my head hurt. I was so burned out. I didn't want to talk about the meeting to anybody. I didn't want to sit there, and he came, you mind if I come him, and I guessed my body language, because what I did was I didn't say anything. I went, I'm just downloading.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, okay. And he continued on his way.
Well, Robin
I just wasn't ready for a meeting with management at
Robin
that point.
Robin has big rosy cheeks following me out of the meeting going, the engineers want to know if you want to have the meeting about the studio now. I'm like, no, I'm leaving.
Got to get out of here.
We needed to extricate ourselves from the building.
And I swear to God, Robin, where are you going? Going to the liquor store.
And I did.
I called you from the liquor store to see if you wanted anything.
But what you actually said was, as you walked away, it faded. Out. Where are you going? Out.
That's the perfect place after that meeting. Go to the liquor store.
Just go out.
Fantastic.
Anywhere but here.
It's just like the worst thing. They don't know, do they? They have no idea.
Nope.
That's one of the worst things you can do to all of us, is
really
put us in that room
before
and give that to us before a show.
Yeah, right.
It's amazing. Yeah.
They should like have done that on a Friday and just given all the DJs the day off.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was thinking that about 10 minutes into that meeting. Give everybody the day off and let us sit in that room, then give it. And really, don't change the time limit. Still about an hour and a half. It's still with, even if they give the disc jockeys the day off and they do it on a Friday, it still was 20 minutes too long.
Yeah.
Because the bottom line message was, have fun, have a great time, but we can't really tell you what's right or what's wrong, but we do know this. If you screw up, it's your ass. Now,
that was pretty clear.
Now, go have a great show now.
Job done.
That's what they did. Go have a great show.
That's what they did.
Go out and remember, the combination, I guess my favorite, shock jock and porn star.
Oh, bad.
Never. Now, this
bad.
This is never to happen.
Right.
And, now, not that it's a porn star, but I just wanted to mention that right before we came on the air today, I heard a promo for the Junkies, and in that promo, I heard them talking with a Playboy centerfold.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's borderline.
Right?
That's in the zone.
Near the zone.
I'm not ratting out my boys.
No. Right.
You know, and more power to them.
Amen.
It's just, I don't want them to get caught in one of the, as Kenny Loggins would sing, danger zones.
The danger zone.
So if any of the junks are listening now, and I highly doubt that since they've got to be...
they've got to be asleep.
Asleep behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Just worry, guys, because that could be interpreted as shock, jock, and porn star.
That's part of that bad equation that they put up on the little slideshow.
I mean, they really did. Mm-hmm. It said shock, jock, and
plus sign.
Porn star equals...
bad.
Yes.
Like we're seriously retarded. And then another power, or you're fired, or a picture. And then they said they had some example with church groups complaining, and they couldn't find a picture, I guess, of church groups complaining about abortion. So they used like a Pakistani Middle East protest against America.
It was like,
did anybody notice that in the upper right hand corner?
It was like the Civil War in Iraq.
Some church groups, local church groups, complained.
No, it's a bunch of towel heads. Really? I mean, there were goats in the picture.
You know what they're saying out there?
They were adobes.
They're saying this right now.
And not the car of the adobe, but, you know, like houses made of adobe.
You know what they're saying now if they're listening to this? Well, I guess they only paid attention to the pictures. We should have figured. They didn't read the text.
We saw the goats.
God, the dopes.
Goats.
Oh, God. But I'd like to thank the... CBS Legal Graphics Department for working overtime on that wonderful PowerPoint presentation.
I'm pretty sure that was a homemade thing, and I just want to distance myself from that comment if Linda's listening. That was Mike who said that, Linda.
Hello, Linda.
I think
I walked them in. I walked the two lawyers in.
I think your PowerPoint presentation aesthetically was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
However, when it came to the actual contents, mm-hmm. I'm with Mike. P.U.
Yeah, I actually walked in at the same time that the lawyers were coming in and then rode up with them to the second floor on the elevator and let them in with my card, my security card.
They couldn't just slither under the door like the reptiles that they are?
No, I actually had to take them down to Hugh's office, and Hugh shook my hand. And I introduced myself as Mike O'Mara, CBS Legal. And then I remember that I would have had a better line if I'd had more time to think about it, because if he'd come out, I would have said, Denny Crane. Denny Crane.
What?
You like the front of this?
Okay.
Hello, Linda. This is Mr. Ward Cleaver.
Hello, Linda.
William Beaver Cleaver.
That's what we should have said to the him.
Hello, Linda.
Dynamite won't be at the meeting. They come down with something.
Hello, Linda.
Unexpected.
Hello, Linda. This is Don Mike's dad.
They got a real bad cold.
They come down with something.
Real unexpected.
Unexpected. They're not going to be able to make that meeting today. It's working great, Beef.
Hello, Linda.
And if you're checking, morale is at an all-time high.
I mean, you have not seen a group of people more crestfallen. And keep in mind, this is coming off the Titanic ratings book yesterday.
Yeah, I
so this is like the 1-2 punch.
It is a 1-2 punch.
I just got the research. Station morale crested at 1:35 this afternoon.
Okay, we'll come back and we'll start the show.
Very good.
Yes, we should.
Or maybe we'll have more pre-show. But anyway, more of whatever this is.
Magic.
Radio for children. That's what we're calling it now. Radio for kids.
DJ plus porn star
equals
bad.
Remember, do the show as if you're talking to a child, as if there's a child in the car.
In the room,
him.
Yes.
Hello, kids. Linda?
Hello, Linda. This is Mr. Ward Cleaver.
Okay.
But remember, it's okay to call somebody a dick. mixed messages, you better believe it.
Or a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a takeoff, a cousin of the word dick, which was deemed inappropriate.
Which we can't say.
Which we can't say.
Yeah,
that didn't
make sense.
To me, the two are interchangeable.
If you're wondering what that word is, we could let you know. But
what's
wrong? What happened?
I just pricked my finger.
Very good. There it is.
Ow.
I was going to say we're going to have to consult the PR firm.
Right. I mean, okay, so
these are words.
D's okay, PR's not okay.
No. So if you just tuned in, you want just a generic recap. Free speech is alive and well here at 10800 Main Street.
That's why they call it Free FM.
Driving.
Free FM, my ass. Free FM. Free my ass. Free at last.
And the show will be relocating. We are relocating.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Because it's
for safety.
It's too white hot for us to do the show.
Buzz will like where you want to relocate the show.
Here's a shock, Buzz.
Yes?
It's called Tampa, St. Pete, Florida.
Yeah, I hear it's warm there.
That's all he cares about is staying warm.
And that part, I am serious about. Mm-hmm. If the lawyers truly think that the FCC has it out for us or has a brighter light on our show simply because we broadcast from Washington,
mm-hmm.
Well, then let's move.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not Tampa. How about Baltimore? All right.
I hear it's not warm there.
I sense no support for a move to Baltimore.
Jesus Christ.
I sense no support for a move to Baltimore.
God, I was just starting to get in a better mood.
I like Baltimore.
Well, I do too, but it's still maybe too close to the FCC. That's one concern.
Tampa is not.
How about Bremen?
Where's Bremen?
Bremen is in Germany where they brew Beck's beer, you hump quiet.
God. Oh, hi.
Bremen, Germany.
Hi.
One boy's dream realized.
We got a break. We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you do this for Don and Mike?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, let me tell you something about them little two-bit petty whores, okay? Don and Mike, them and let me tell you, I met them at one of them baths over on Melrose when they were out in L.A. I was the loofah boy, and I just walked by, and I gave them a sponge and a small animal. And what happens is you do radio, and D.C.'s a big, big market for me, you know, because I'm black.
Right.
And, on the inside, trying to make bail. You only have that once, right? But you know, when you do the show, they go, "Can you do some IDs for us so everybody will think we're in?" And you do it because you know you have Les Moonves with CBS going, "Put you on UPN."
Okay, I thought you were tight with Don and Mike.
Oh, look, who could be tight with Don and Mike? You know what I mean? They're this far away from repairing ham radios. You know, the guys have no talent. You know, they still don't understand why the Jets broke up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't mean the team. I mean the. You know, the Polynesian band.
Right. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Let's conversate. The Don and Mike Show.
We've still not officially opened the show. Whoa!
Been 4 days,
since I don't know where. just saw her with my best friend. Do you know what I mean? Hi, kids.
Hi.
Hey, kiddies. Who wants to go on a boat ride?
It's a big red boat.
Uncle Don and Uncle Mike have a big boat that's about to hit an iceberg. It's called WJFK.
Be careful.
The water's really cold. Now, don't forget to put your seatbelt on, because today the boat's being driven by the lawyers.
Matt!
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Do you think the meeting would have gone differently if you had worn the Batman suit?
No doubt.
Man, if we'd only known that, you know, that would have been, it wouldn't have been
it
fun.
Would have been wasted on them.
It would have been wasted. I said that to somebody. I said, really, because it was just a performer, you know, behind-the-scenes producer talent meeting, and there weren't the rest of the other people here at the radio
wouldn't
station,
have
it wouldn't have worked.
What the lawyers would have said is, before we say anything, that is not Adam West.
Right. That's copyright infringement. You are wearing the cowl.
However, you should know that Cape and Cowl Day, if not tomorrow,
yes,
will definitely be one day next week.
Very good.
Robert's going out of his mind. He wants to come visit.
I'll bring your boy in that day.
Okay.
Bring your boy in, and he'll put his Batman suit on. I'll put mine on.
And then I'll have to be Alfred. I always have to be Alfred.
That'll be wonderful. You'll wear the tuxedo.
Hello, great. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Daddy, I gotta go pee. Are we there yet? Bye!
Bye-bye.
Settle down, kids.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Do the show like there's a kid in the car.
That's the piece of advice
right.
We got.
Right, okay.
With an irresponsible parent with the volume turned up too loudly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Duh.
Hello.
Speak to us.
You are on the air. Duh. Oh, wait, did you notice? When they were talking about the radio station that had, what was the promotion? It was Easter Sunday weekend.
Oh, my God. That was I don't know how the hell they did that.
It was Easter Sunday weekend, and the lead singer from Korn
had left the band or something like that.
He wasn't going to have sex. And they were talking about, we can't repeat what they said, but it was something dirty about Jesus that you could win something. And anyway, it was like
that's where they showed the Pakistanis protesting.
It was totally wasted on them that the call letters of this station are WDUM.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Right. And I'm sitting there going to anybody that will make eye contact with me.
Yeah.
It's WDUM.
Yeah.
Of course they did something like that.
Like they're surprised that they did a crazy kooky Jesus sex thing on Easter
Sunday weekend. It was ridiculous.
Or was that lawyer humor that they were changing the name of the radio station to protect
them? No, I think that was those are the real call letters, I think.
Okay.
I think so. You know what, Buzz, I don't know.
Because, you know, in those booklets, in the handbooks that we get on indecency and obscenity, they make up goofy call letters, what they think are amusing call letters, to assign to example radio stations.
That's a depression right there. That's serious. That's a sustained depression as a lawyer trying to be funny.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, people.
Hi there. How's it?
How's it? Hey, I'm glad you guys are. My son's really glad you're bringing the fart sound back because he's two and he loves nothing. A good fart sound just cracks him up.
Well, again, you know, it's got to be. It's fleeting,
uh-huh.
And it's
non-repetitive.
Fleeting and flatulent and fabulous and farty and fruity and fun.
The kids love them.
And
hey, it's Friday Hawaiian shirt day.
Bye.
There's only one lawyer I know who's funny.
Bye-bye.
Denny Crane.
He is funny.
Denny Crane.
You know who I miss around here?
Who?
John Pop. You know why?
Why?
Because he was one thing.
Incredible!
It was.
Fleeting.
Fleeting.
Oh. His time here was fleeting.
It was.
Could not be more fleeting. WDUM is a television station in Pearl, Mississippi.
That's right.
So not, I don't think, a real example.
So maybe Buzz is right about that.
Yeah.
Who said I'm dumb?
Well, and I bet that their news gets fantastic ratings.
You're dumb watching, news.
You're watching W Dumb.
Good evening. Here's your top story. I forgot.
WDUM Dumb News.
Hi. Let's go to senior correspondent Sam Huff.
I love to play in the mud because I wasn't the fastest guy in the world, but you put us in mud, and I'm just as fast as most of the guys. Most guys can't run in mud.
WDUM. Now to the Dumb Storm Center. Time for dumb sports.
Here's a dumb reminder.
Come on your side.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going, guys?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, Don, this should be great for you because now you can just act like you're talking to Dakota Fanning, man.
We thought of that.
You troublemaker, you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
There is no Santa.
Oh, now, the, hey, now what hey, the hey, hell hey, is hey. That?
Not
now,
on this show.
Now, now, you know what you're doing? You're ruining it for the children. You're ruining it for the children.
I'm terribly sorry.
Okay, bye-bye.
There is a Santa. I was watching that movie last night.
Mm-hmm. See?
He got shot like four times in the back. Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, bad Santa. Oh,
yeah.
Dumb Santa.
Hold on a second. Let's do this. Maybe we'll really open the show today. Maybe we'll do this.
Oh, go one more.
No, not one more.
Come on, it's unprecedented. No.
I want to open and then present. Because
you want to present?
Not today.
That's going to get you in trouble.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff we've not...
Present like a baboon.
We've not discussed yet the fact... hello, first name Will, last name Power.
Still.
No American Idol.
Rob is presenting.
Rob is presenting like a dog.
You missed a good one last night.
Also, got some Lent thoughts. And very important, tonight at Mike's place...
What?
Buzz Burbank will be there.
That's Mike's tonight?
Place. We are rolling the red carpet out for Buzz Burbank.
At Mike's
That's
place.
That's great. I look forward to it.
Buzz is going... There's a picture of you up in there, you know.
Oh, really? That's so nice.
It's a welcome picture.
You're rolling out the hemp carpet?
Yep. The hemp carpet.
Do you have a picture of Al Roker up, really?
Yes. Fleeting, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, let me see. Let me make sure I got the right...
That wasn't really Jerry Lewis.
Buzz, you're going to have a good time tonight.
Well, the Snow Bunny contest.
I guarantee it.
I thought it would be, being as lawyers were coming in today, I thought a good song, when an hour and 15 minutes ago, when we normally start the show, a good opening song would be a nice PC tune from the 60s that we've talked about, but I don't think we've ever played, by the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. Indian Giver.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Because, you know, now, even though the song is just a bubblegum piece of crap, you couldn't play it now because, you know, Chief, I'll sue your ass from Mohican Sky up in Connecticut.
Right.
At the gambling place, he would have his lawyer call your lawyer and say, wait, now, hold on a second. That puts Indians in an unfair stereotype.
Hi, I heard something on Dumb News about Native Americans.
Let me just make sure I got the song. Yeah.
Indian Giver.
Wow. And you get the tone, right? You get the boom, 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 hey, boom, lots of trouble, yeah. Remember. Oh, hold on.
Right,
I got
Tomahawk Chop. Rob's doing the Tomahawk Chop again. Kids love it.
Got the song. Let's start the show.
Wow.
Boy, am I in love. I think about my life and everybody's gonna laugh in place to go home.
This sounds to me like a rather big boned singer.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7
p.m. Or between 2 and 6, or between 1 and 5, 2 and 4.
Mike.
Or you can check your local listing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Indian Giver. Rob is quite the artist.
Hello!
Actually, I did that.
Oh, I did that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello!
Hello. Okay. Hi, Donna Mike. I don't know what they're doing over there, Buzz.
They're making a picture.
Dirty pictures. Don't put that on the radio.
Do
Indian giver.
Uh-huh.
Debbie. 1910.
That's right, so you couldn't get away with that today.
No, no, thank God.
The whole Indian giver thing. And,
oh, how are you, Rob?
You're striking those nice views, young man.
How's your
gay picture with Mike?
How's your Shock Jackson porn star? Bad news, brother.
What?
Shock Jackson porn star.
Oh, right.
Forget
right.
about it.
Right, gotcha.
Good afternoon. This is King of the World. Kings of the World.
Yes.
And all the ships at sea. They like to stem the road.
Yeah.
Dr. Hanamo and Michael Miroslav.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Rob. That's right, today, the groovy sounds of the 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
Wow.
You have Indian Giver.
Really named the 1910 Fruit Gum Company?
That was That's it. This is the Don Mike Show. New episode, everybody, on this Thursday.
Thursday!
03-02-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
Arr, up and at him.
Listen, you can call this show anytime. We got a bunch of phone numbers, and here they are. In no particular order.
Okay.
877-365-3636. Or you can call 800-636-1067. Or if you're listening in WJFK land, Washington, D.C., call 202-432-1067. We're also on the Internet. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. And there's the stream not to be touched today.
Well, it looks perfectly good to me. Why can't we touch it? It's just, it looks like it's normal color.
It's lawyer water.
Oh, forget that.
It's been a lot of stress. It's lawyer water, Buzz.
It's lawyer water, Buzz.
Little pink.
That's right.
Nasty.
And if you just taste it just a little bit. Oh. Now, I don't recommend this, especially with all the new kids. Right. But when you taste it, you know what you taste?
What?
Hypocrisy.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm just going to... Maybe the last little bit, I'll just see if you... What you.
I dare you to chug it. Okay. I dare you to chug this.
Yeah.
This is worse than five-day-old bong water.
All right, I'm going to put my finger here. All right, here we go.
What are you doing?
I still may have this desire not to commit to anything.
Yeah.
You know what that taste is, Mike?
What's that?
That's the good taste of indecision.
Indecision. Ah. That's what it is. I feel so indecisive right now.
The good taste of indecision.
Now, I'm not really sure if I do or not.
It comes in a can.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us, DonandMikeWebsite.com. That email comes right to the studio. We're also the number one radio show being downloaded on iTunes.
Cool.
With the podcast. So go to iTunes.
That's a good thing.
And get the show, the podcast thing. For the download for your thing with the songs when you're out running and doing what you're doing with the little earplugs.
You know what to do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to say, hey, guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Are you flying along the highway with your radio on?
Bye-bye.
Bye!
I guess we'll never know.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Wow. 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 Hello,
That didn't sound good.
This thing just froze up. There you go. I think I got it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes, hi.
Hey, just wanted to tell you, I still have my 45 RPM record of Indian Giver.
Label on that, I believe, is Buddha Records.
It was Buddha, and it was kind of an orangey psychedelic effect. I was going to say Buddha just to prove I was...
That's the one area that you're a savant. That's amazing.
Yeah, Rob is doing the pose now of the Buddha that was on Buddha Records.
Oh, Not only do you know the intros and the times of the record, but you actually know the labels on a lot of them.
Yeah, and if you really get me going, if it's a real heated pro edition of Stump the Stoop, sometimes I know the B-sides.
The B-sides of the 45 singles.
Sometimes. Right. I don't in that case.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for bringing back that music that only 10 of us remember.
I've never heard of that song in my life.
A lot of people haven't.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And don't forget, give us a button on your radio.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we you know, with everything else, please. We forgot to mention.
Give us number one button.
Yeah, number one. We'd like to be the number one button. Excuse me, I've got to rephrase that. We'd like to be your number one button.
Because, you know, we're on the Titanic of radio.
Think of the button as our life raft.
I got one question. I'm watching Barry Bonds. Am I allowed to say I think he's taking steroids?
Shut up, says what? Shut up, says what?
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Now, come on now. You got to be a little quicker than that.
Hey, howdy. You're on the air.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there. That Indian Giver song.
Yes.
for the sake of the children, please play the Ramones version. They did that in, like, the late 80s.
Really?
You know what? You're right. The Ramones did cover that.
Huh.
Yeah, you know, I'll go find that at home and bring that in. That might be a good one to open tomorrow.
Do you have the Ramones version
of
it?
Yes, I do. Oh, I got it somewhere. On the same distance, what was it? Rock and Roll High School?
It wasn't on the Phil Spector one, was it?
No, it's not. I've got it on some other compilation disc, though.
I only have The End of the World.
All right, my friend.
Thank you.
Turn it out.
All right, see
what
you later.
Label were the
Bye!
What label were the Ramones on?
Oh. Got me.
Did I get you with that?
You got
me. I wasn't trying to. I thought
not
you
primarily
got
a single band.
Yeah, because, see, they didn't have a lot of hit records.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, first time, long time.
Ryle, we hate that, please.
Sorry.
Hate that.
I don't want to plug or anything like you were doing, but I do want to give each of you all a real traffic light for your game room or for your studio or whatever. I work with them, and I've got a bunch of them, and I wanted to know if maybe you all would want one for your basement.
I want one. Yeah, a real traffic light?
Yeah, a real deal.
And that you can, like, plug in it or attach it to electricity, it'll really work?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I want one.
All right, hold on. I'll pass, but thank you. Buzz?
Yes, sir.
Buzz?
No, I used to have one. Thank you.
All right, gotcha.
Well, now I'm concerned. Well, why don't you have it anymore?
Oh, I don't know. I had it for many years, and I grew weary of it,
okay.
So I let it go.
Did I've told you this before. When I worked at 13Q in Pittsburgh, they had the microphone set up for a while.
This is cool.
This is no lie. This is 1977. What, Robbie?
The Ramones were on Sire Records.
Sire. S-I-R-E Records.
Three hits.
Right.
Care to guess?
Oh, no, come on, I'm on something else.
Okay,
now. Thank you. So, 13Q in Pittsburgh.
Traffic light.
Yeah. They had, all the songs were on these cartridges, like 8-track cartridges,
right,
that had silent tones on them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Meaning that when a song was playing, when there was 30 seconds left, first off, they had a real, as you not, traffic light in the studio, right in front of you. Now, when the song was playing, the red light was on.
Right.
When there was like 30 seconds left in the song, the yellow light would come on.
Mm-hmm.
Then, when it was appropriate for you to talk, the green light would come on.
Cool.
And the thing is that it didn't override the microphone, but they had the stuff set up so that a lot of times I would be talking, other guys would be in the room, and I'd go, oh, hey, hold on, I gotta finish this record. And I always loved jumping in before the record was over.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's before, like, it turned green.
Right, if it was like a 3-minute and 20-second record,
rebel,
I would jump in at 250 just to have some extra time to talk.
You ever talk over the red?
Yeah.
Of course you did.
Now, talking over the red was a supreme violation. Now, and keep in mind, the whole thing was psychological.
Right.
It was not hooked up to anything. There was nobody that was monitoring this.
But it was PD's way of making sure that, you know, you talked when he wanted you to talk.
Yeah, right.
Didn't when he didn't.
And a lot of times, like, for instance, with the song Ain't No Stopping Us Now by McFadden and Whitehead.
That's a little bit of an intro.
Now, when that song... You got it, Rob?
I will in a sec.
Find it for me. This is how they would screw you. I walk in the studio on a Tuesday when they put the new records in. And I say, oh, I got a new record in the third slot of the second hour. Now, I've not heard it. And I don't care what it sounds like. You know, it's got a sticker that says up tempo. And it says intro time 15.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's set up to the traffic light. So, I don't even bother pre-hearing it. It's just like this. I'm going... Fun Loving 13Q. We got the 13Q armored truck out on the streets of Pittsburgh. This is Don. I'm going to be out with Ray City Solar tonight. We're going to be out and we're going to give away $100 bills. Don't forget, anybody asks you, you tell them the most music is on 13Q. And I actually, at that point, went... There's more time.
Yes.
Like I was saying, tonight Ray Zoller and I will be out tonight. Look for us in the 13Q armored van. And immediately, I mean to tell you, within 10 seconds, there it is.
Oh, hotline.
I pick it up and I go, hello, it's Bob Savage, the program director. He said, I put the intro on that song at 15. We are going to, as a radio station, only talk to 15. I said, but it's got extra time. Mm-hmm. He said, that's why guys like you need guys like me.
Oh, one of those guys.
Yeah. One of those guys.
A lot of
those
like guys. An unsuccessful DJ that one hated DJs. Guys.
But listen, Bob Savage is the guy that Don Cox drove by his house and shot his gun in front of his house. And also, Bob Savage is the program director that Don Cox had the two mafia types break into his house.
Well, that explains it. It's all justified.
So
then.
It's not like that guy didn't get his comeuppance.
Right, right.
But traffic light just reminded me of that. Again, how stupid radio people are. And back then, they were so dumb. And there were disc jockeys.
Now, was this Savage guy, was he the originator of the traffic light?
As far as I know, it was unique. And the thing is, you would go in the studio with other disc jockeys, and like on a weekend, when no PD is there, nobody's there, they would still be petrified looking at the light. It's like, hey, man, open up the microphone and talk. If you want to talk a little bit.
Right.
I mean, because the way that they wanted it.
Did you get the green light at the fade of the record?
Yeah,
too?
Like if a record was 3 minutes and 20 seconds long, you would get the green light at 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Just as the song is, just as it's going, beach, baby, beach, baby, beach.
Fading out. You could talk. Which really, if you're running a tight board, sounds bad.
To give you the smallest amount of time possible to talk.
Right.
And I would stand in there with guys who would be sitting there, you know, erect, waiting to do their break,
mm-hmm.
with their headphones on, looking at a goddamn traffic
waiting
light.
For the green.
Yeah,
sure.
Right. Yeah, the green that's put on by the program director.
Instead of just feeling it, baby.
Feel it.
Today they would add the traffic enforcement cameras so they could get a picture of you talking during the red light.
Yeah. God damn, you're right, bud.
Play it back in the office.
You're right. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Regarding the Dynamite shopping, when are the Shut Up You Monkey t-shirts going to be available?
Shut Up You Monkey. Oh, Tom Gavin.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom Gavin's response to Robert.
See, Gavin. I didn't remember. That was from the previous day's show.
Sorry. That was a highlight. That was a Tom Gavin highlight.
Really
Shut
was.
Up, you monkey.
He was very angry.
But that's because Robert called him a retard.
That's true.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, hi.
Hey, got the Ramones for ya.
Oh, you.
Indian Giver.
You have Indian Giver? Yeah, give that a spin.
Got it right here, Chief.
Chief. Don't call me Chief.
That's right.
Sorry.
that's a game we play. Turn it up.
I think he had the wrong cut.
Yeah.
No, I got it right here.
Well, okay, play it. Turn it up, please.
We're waiting.
Spring rockin' version.
Sounds good. I like it better.
You know, this is like listening to a bad MP3 that somebody sent you.
Oh, yeah, it's awful. I like their version better.
I don't have to bring the record in now.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay,
bye. Thank you, Don.
Thank you very much. And let's see. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hello.
What?
You are on the air.
Don and Mike, radio gods. Hey, listen, gonna let you know that card-carrying NRA members, knuckle-draggers, we're still got your number one spot on KHTK, so.
All right, that's good. Knuckle-draggers,
are you
NRA
the NRA?
Member?
Are you the NRA, sir?
Unfortunately, I am, and my 12-year-old son is also a junior NRA member, so.
That's great.
Well, he's
starting him off, but.
He's gonna.
You know, I'm still not gonna hunt with Dick Cheney.
He's gonna love the show because the show's all about kids.
That's what we're doing right now.
You tell him hello.
Thank you. Goodbye now.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
A man that likes to shoot guns.
Bye bye.
Who are you, you big purple faggot?
My name is Barney. Hello to all of my friends. I'd like to say hi to the CBS lawyers.
Voices impersonated.
I love you.
Hey, Barney.
You, yes, Don.
You sure are big and fat.
Look at me. What was that sound?
That was fleeting.
I shouldn't have spotlighted
that
it.
Was fleeting. Is that why they call it fleet enemas? Is it enemas?
Yes.
Is it fleeting?
It's fleeting.
No, it's fleeting.
Most people that do it wish that it could last a lot longer.
Thought it had to do with the Navy.
And sometimes it can only last just so long. But I shouldn't be describing that.
No, you shouldn't.
Because that wouldn't be fleeting.
Change me, Mommy.
Thank you, Travis. I mean,
I prefer
Michael.
Red wine.
Travis!
I find an enema clears my mind.
Mm-hmm. Now, come on, who are you?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Ah, oh, I got you. And
by any chance, are you into wine enemas?
Yeah.
We're discussing that.
I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night.
And you're enthusiastic about...
I'm a diaper enthusiast.
That's what I thought.
Very good.
There he is. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Terry Bradshaw probably has a pet moose down on the farm, but today he sits down with another moose. That would be Moose Muhammad.
This is Muhammad, nicknamed the Moose, an animal that eats 50 pounds of food a day. So, JB, you're not alone. Moose in Muhammad.
But from the Don and Mike Show, this is a good one to get you.
Okay,
right,
have it. Go ahead.
I get this from a guy whose chair is up on blocks.
Wow.
No, not too good. Not too good.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah. 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 That each and every Sunday, we cheer our football heroes. But
come back.
What happens on Monday when the cheering stops and the physical pain begins? Up next, we'll go behind the scenes and see how the guy Jerome Bettis, otherwise known as the Bus, deals with playing and pain.
Oh, yeah. Chicago has to get some points. Everybody's been saying that. It's not going to happen today.
Even though Don and Mike will continue to be friends, you and Howie think of the other
Don and Mike love you, but Chuck, yeah.
A hungry man is an angry man, so be careful. Some of you with the early games, you go out there, the rest of you will see back. All right, we'll call you.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Where's
Ed? And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike! They always keep it brown.
Fleeting.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Fleeting. Fleeting. All right, so without giving undue plugola, I was not given a meal.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
By Mike's Topless Show Bar. However, tonight...
Hey!
Tonight, yep. Buzz is making a rare personal appearance at your joint, right?
Yes, Buzz will be there tonight.
This will be fun.
Buzz is going to be a judge for the Snow Bunny contest.
I can't wait.
And he's very excited, and we are rolling out the... He is getting celebrity treatment. We have a big poster up with a picture of Buzz on it.
Wow.
Right when you walk in the door, there's Buzz to your right.
I call it the finger-smelling contest tomorrow on the show.
Now, is it just the judging, or will he be doing any of his cabaret acts?
Only if he chooses to. If he chooses to, he can do the full warm-up and perform some of his collection of songs.
Love when he does question and answer, and love when he pretends to be on the phone with famous people.
Let me just say, anything can happen.
It should be a good time had by all.
All right, so
we're looking forward to having you.
I'm excited.
And then next week, I believe, continuing the parade of celebrities, using people here as best I can.
Cool.
Joe Artinger and John Normand will be making an appearance to judge also.
Well,
they're all invited back for the finals on March 16th.
With no offense to either of the Jays in the other room, I would say your money tonight has got to be with Buzz.
He's, you know, he's a superstar, and he doesn't even know that.
He's a recluse. He's a hermit. He never gets out in public.
Never gets out.
He never does anything.
Never
goes anywhere.
I know that Buzz, unlike you and me, Buzz is very, very popular with the ladies. And I should say that, you know, really, this is a rare chance for women to really get a chance to meet and chat with Buzz. And, you know, I know that Buzz will be making himself available for that.
But it will not affect my judging in any way. And I just want to say that up front.
Yeah. Well, Buzz, I think that fraternization with the contestants might be frowned upon.
Oh, of course.
But I know that you know, the regular public is welcome to. We're going to put you in a table by yourself. No. Not by yourself.
No?
You will be accessible. The public will have...
You'll be surrounded by some of the highest quality call girls in Manassas, Virginia tonight.
Well, there you go. You go with the I told you the topless show bar thing. Call girls too. It's just there's that one guy. Remember I told you about that one guy?
The one guy.
Yeah, he's going to get upset about that. He's going to get very upset.
Tell the one guy I'm kidding.
That's fine. You can play a sound effect for the one guy. You know, maybe that would be. I forgot what his name is, but there's this one guy.
What's his first name?
I'm not sure what his first name is.
Make him a first name.
Say, let's say, Pete. Peter. There it is.
Well, it's already gone.
Yeah. And, you mentioned Plugola.
Yeah.
I think I might be the first recipient of something really good.
You got a treat.
I'd like to thank the people at Subway for giving me the free coupons for sandwiches that the guy just brought down.
Hey.
Valued at well under $100. But nonetheless, here are my Subway sandwich coupons right here.
There you go.
And I'd like to thank him for giving me the free sandwiches.
You lucky bastard.
Thank you very much.
You're the first. And that's not payola or plugola.
No, it isn't.
Because you said that they gave it to you.
Yes, and I make no comment about the quality of the food.
Oh, Mike. Mike.
Yes.
Can I first show you something great and then tell you something? Or should I tell and then show?
I like tell and show. I'm much better with tell and show.
Yeah,
you usually tell and show when it comes to me on this show.
Okay, but I've got two things.
You tell and then you show.
Okay, first I'll tell.
Okay.
Good.
This is great news.
All right.
Ted Danson's got another sitcom.
You'll see. I don't know what you could show me that would make me feel better about that.
You can't talk.
That's fantastic news.
And the name of it is, waiting all day for this joke, stand back and get ready to laugh, Dancing with the Stars.
Thank you.
Well, you'll be here all week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. That's great.
Thank you, Buzz.
A bit of a groaner.
Isn't that copyright infringement?
The name of the show is Help Me Help You. He'll play a psychologist.
He's playing a doctor again?
Yeah. And, Mike, here's the show with the show and tell. Lindsay Lohan is at a GM fashion show, General Motors, up in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And she's parked herself in front of one of the brand-new 20-07s. And, my God, we call that old nip slip.
Whoa! You know what? Not bad, though.
No.
Because she'd been a little skinny, but look at that.
Hadn't we seen pictures of her where she looked like Bride of Frankenstein, though, in one of her nip slips?
Yeah, she's put on a little weight.
Yeah.
She looks good, and I think they're natural.
Yeah. They sure look it.
Yeah.
They really do.
Buzz, is the picture up on our website?
It is, as a matter of fact.
Beautiful. DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Yep.
Click on 030206, today's date. You'll see that picture of Lindsay Lohan.
How about that?
She said she wanted to put on a little weight, and she did, and we're all happier for it.
Mm-hmm. Baby.
She doesn't look entirely healthy.
I love a good list. And this is one that came from the Oscars. What movie do you think has the most cuss words in it? The most
nominated?
The most nominated film.
The film that's been nominated that has the most cuss words.
Right.
Pride and Prejudice.
Nope, it's Crash.
Right.
I know you're doing a joke, but...
I know.
But
it's really not a funny joke because nobody's seen Pride and Prejudice, I don't think.
Exactly.
I'll take it back.
Yeah, that's just like... So that's one of the gay movies that I really enjoyed.
Oh, really? Did you wear your powdered wig that day?
Yeah, I did. You know I like me those movies.
Let me see. There are 182 cuss words in Crash.
That doesn't surprise me that would be the one because that's all about cops.
Including a not record... 99 F-bombs.
Really?
Not a record.
I think the record's in Bad Santa.
Hold on, I got the record for you right here. Brokeback Mountain, incidentally, this year is second, 92 bad words.
Huh.
And then Munich, which has 22.
Sure.
The most profanities
ever
in a movie that won a Best Picture Oscar.
Oh.
Platoon.
Yeah.
329, including 178 F-bombs.
Wow.
Second is The Deer Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Deer Hunter, what a great movie. One of the greatest movies of all time.
208 in The Deer Hunter.
Remember that big guy they have in it that uses the F&A expression all the time?
Oh, and I just got the, they always come out with a way to re-release or give you a box set or something.
Right.
But over the holidays, I did get the remastered Deer Hunter. Which has got it's got not only the movie, it's crystal clear, but it's got Robert Duvall and everybody talking. It's got those commentary tracks,
right.
that are not garbage.
You know, the Deer Hunter, when you go back and look at it, I mean, so many really huge stars. That was the first really
first
serious...
First time you saw them.
Yeah, movie. Meryl Streep, Robert De Niro, Robert... Yeah. Well, Robert Duvall was in Apocalypse Now.
No,
is it Apocalypse Now or Deer Hunter?
God. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
It's Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now. Yeah, that's right. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Robert Duvall.
Robert De Niro.
But the Deer Hunter did start the careers of... I know Meryl Streep, that might have been her first
Macaulay
movie.
Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, and that was one of the things today in the meeting. Getting back to the indecency meeting we had with the lawyers, one of the... Which is correct to say on the radio, A or B, was something about Macaulay Culkin... doing something to himself.
Yeah, or someone else.
And then we all had to guess.
And what was the other one? The other one was Michael Jackson doing something
to
himself.
There was one of those, yeah.
And then there was the porn star thing.
That's right. Oh, and Mike.
Yes.
Hold on, here we go. Now, Michael Jackson makes me think right away, homo. And when I think homo, I think Clay Aiken.
Mm-hmm.
I know this has been a battle that, listen, I got no problem with the fact that he likes it like that.
Mm-hmm. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Exactly. We've always said
allegedly.
That.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing we heard today in the meeting. You're really not safe by saying allegedly.
Yeah, we don't know for a fact.
So, if you want to talk about somebody famous, and it's never going to get back to them, like if you say, God, Regis Philbin's got a giant pimple on his ass.
Right, unsubstantiated, John.
Yeah, you got to worry about that. And not even saying allegedly will get you out of this jam.
I will be doing that impression tomorrow on the show. An impression of him. Thank you. That'll give everybody plenty of time to prepare.
Of Clay Aiken, not of the pimple on Regis' ass. What would that be like? Well, I want to tell you, it's tough being in these pants.
Man, this is horrible down here. Man, oh man, why does he have to wear wool?
Here's the story.
I wish someone would pop me.
From the New National Enquirer. This is just too great. There was the guy, the military guy in North Carolina, who alleges... What? What?
What? What?
He's sitting on his wallet again.
I'm sorry. That was a little late Regis's pimple joke.
Listen to the New Enquirer.
Okay.
Right. Now, we've had the story from the guy in North Carolina, the guy in the military, who says that he met Clay Aiken at a gay chat room.
Right, right. Yeah.
That they had fabulous Brokeback Mountain sex. And the guy says that he has proof, blah, blah, blah.
Hmm.
Well, now, the National Enquirer, and when you used to laugh before about the National Enquirer, now you got to say they're pretty right on, that they've been sued enough times.
They check their sources a little more carefully than they did before, as do we.
The new issue that will be on your newsstands Friday has pictures of Clay Aiken stripping naked. Oh. Now, it's pixelated. But there are pictures of
Clay... Is his face pixelated?
No, his genitals are. His peanuts are. Clay Aiken stripping naked on a webcam.
Oh, wow.
For a guy he met on a website called manhunt.net. There is also a transcript of Clay Aiken talking about how hard it is for him, no pun intended, to meet guys in the World Wide Web.
Because of his fame, sure.
The man who has supplied this information, including the tape, the transcripts, I mean, he has an audio tape, he has the transcripts. He is a 22-year-old homo school teacher. He says that Clay Aiken did the striptease to try to get him to have sex with him. They met on a gay website. Mm-hmm. The guy typed in, do you have a camera? Clay Aiken typed in, yes, I do. The guy typed in, why don't you do a striptease for me? Clay Aiken did a striptease for the guy.
He obliged.
They've got the pictures. The National Enquirer also has at least seven men who have gone on the record to say that they have encountered Clay Aiken as he surfed the internet looking for gay sex.
Wow.
Okay.
Just hasn't found this right.
I look forward to that coming out on newsstands so we can take a look.
So that'll
not
be
one of those pesky lookalikes, is it?
No, I don't. Well, you know, I can't say.
Can't say until you see it. Right.
It's not going to be out until tomorrow's issue of the National Enquirer. Mm-hmm. I've already been to manhunt.net, and I made sure that I did that incidentally. On like it's not on my favorite.
When did you bookmark manhunt.net?
I made sure I did that on your computer, Mike, in the back office.
Manhunt.net.
I did try to find him earlier today and can't find it, but it'll be in the Enquirer tomorrow. Pictures of Clay Aiken taking his clothes off.
Pretty amazing.
Wow.
How great is that?
And, they will all be the judge when we see the pictures, I guess.
As we were on American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. That's really all I got.
And he was number two on American Idol.
Uh-huh.
He was not, Ruben won. We should always remember that. Ruben won. Ruben was the big
winner.
Should we
remember that?
Ruben stuttered.
Yeah, Ruben stuttered. Right. I remember him.
There's one of those fleeting sounds again.
It was good. Mm-hmm. It was good. Ruben stuttered was good. Who's that chick from this year? That chick with Baby Got
Back? Mandisa.
Mandisa. She's good, too. Now, when we come back, do we have the guy, the Russian?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Spotlight on Sacramento, California.
I love it.
Once again,
yes.
In what is becoming now a weekly feature on this show, we are spotlighting our favorite city in the world, Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
There's a guy out there who writes anthems.
Yeah.
Is that it?
You write a song about your company.
Okay. He's a professional anthem writer, singer, and performer.
Oh, neato.
He has written the official anthem for the Don and Mike show, and I hold the CD here.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear it.
That's exciting.
And he's Russian.
Man.
It's called, I think you're going to love it, it's called Driving Home with Don and Mike.
He'll tell you that he loves you much and thank you very much.
Wait. Mike, that's the Elvis cup.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the Elvis cup.
I only hope for that level of quality.
Rob's heard it.
Yes, I have.
Is it that level of quality?
Don and Mike, go to break.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
They do magazines. Have you been hiding bosom rags from me?
Trying to.
These magazines are from before we were married. Maybe you should throw them away.
But I need them for the articles.
The articles, eh? So, you wouldn't mind if I cut out all the erotic nudes?
Of course not. Why would I want to look at a nude woman I'm not even married to?
Okay. Here's your precious articles.
Thanks, Marge. I can't wait to read about sport fishing with Sonny Jurgensen. Oh! What man would want you now?
He's going to have to live with this boner for a long time.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Sonny.
Let them cream your daisy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, everybody in the world is going to get these gay websites. And there is no doubt. I'll pass you this in a second so you can take a look.
You're going to tell and show?
Yes. Actual webcam photos and messages are source claims that Clay Aiken sent to him. And it is obviously pictures of Clay Aiken on a webcam.
What's his screen name? Does it say?
No, it doesn't. But he says, I really want to find a guy, but it would have to be someone I could trust.
Okay.
In the next picture, he says, I love to cuddle and kiss. I'm an extremely good kisser.
Oh.
These are all close-ups of his face. Then it says, I'm very careful about what I do. I don't trust the security of this camera.
Yeah.
And then it's his...
Probably good instinct there.
Rightly so.
And then right after that, it's a shot of his naked belly. And it says, I don't think I qualify as gorgeous. My chest is boring and white. There you go, Mike.
All right.
For your perusal. I'm not sure exactly what site that comes from. But John. Hey, Johnny.
Hey.
Hey, John. Everybody's been emailing us this. What site are they going to find this Clay Aiken?
I have no idea. I've gotten like 7 or 8 emails with those pictures on it.
Yeah, but it's obviously not a Photoshop deal because we're getting this from all kinds of people.
Right. There's no... they're all just attached to the email. There's a website link on them.
All right. So anyway.
So obviously this was posted somewhere where somebody found it.
Right. Yeah. So,
I mean, it's probably not the original site. You know, it's probably all over the web anyway.
That's
right now.
Probably not true. It's all alleged anyway.
Well, Joe says he's got the website. He's bringing it in.
Okay. Oh, very good. Thank you.
All right.
Of course, there are the pictures.
Goodbye. Bye now.
It says actual webcam photos and messages our source claims Clay sent to him.
Joe. What is it, Joe?
I've gotten several calls saying it is pink is the new
blog.com. Blog?
Yeah.
Pink
is
the new blog.
P-I-N-K.
Blog. We better be careful.
P-W-B-L-O-G.
I think we are worried about
today. Yeah, be careful if it's not a regular news source like the Smoking Gun.
Well, that's right.
I remember that meeting.
I see it now.
So
this is all. We have no idea whether this is true or not.
Sure, yeah, I'll follow it up.
Sure do look like him, though.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hey, look at Buzz found it there on his computer.
Pink is the new blog, and there are the Clay photos.
And it's supposed to come out in the Inquirer tomorrow?
Tomorrow. All right, so go to that website now and check it out. Let's see. Here we go. How about a Russian guy who writes anthems?
Yeah, of course, Boris.
Every country has its own national anthem, and now businesses can as well. There's a guy in Sacramento named Stan. Any idea on his last name?
Oslavsky.
Olenek.
How spell it? How you spell the name?
Olenyck.
Stravinsky. Rachmaninoff.
He's ready for the call, right?
Yeah, he's expecting a call.
This is Stan Stosh Stanley.
Oh. This is his website?
Yes.
Anthem, E-N-T-H-E-M, Anthem. Get it like the way a Russian guy would say it.
Anthem.
Well, no, because it's E, because it's the computer.
Oh.
Anthem. See, I like Don's response better. We will make Anthem for you to play for business.
Hello, Stan?
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Stosh.
How are you, Stanley?
On the show of the Living Legends.
How are you? It is good to have you on the show today.
Hey, where are you from, man? Nice accent.
We are from Washington, D.C. with Russian accents there. You have a nice, thick Russian accent, don't you, Stan?
Well, we'll see. Maybe I don't.
You will wait in line for toilet paper.
All sorts of special, either toilet paper or chickens.
Big Mac, 1 million rubles.
Stanley, let me ask you a question, okay?
Yes, sir.
When did you come over from Russia?
I came from Russia at the age of 17.
Yes?
And I'm 22 right now, so in 2001. The
just
a
short time ago.
Did your mama have mustache?
You can ask her that question.
What is favorite food? You like borscht?
My favorite food, yeah, borscht sounds good. I like a lot of good stuff in America.
He's got great phone, I can tell you that.
Do you got vodka?
We vodka, but I'm not a drinker. I don't drink alcohol.
Ah, okay. That might be a problem if you don't drink. How can you be good Russian and not drink alcohol?
Well, I wouldn't say that all good Russians drink alcohol. I think.
Yes, they do, my friend.
Good Russians will not drink alcohol.
I thought that was great tradition in the Soviet Union.
Now, Stosh, you were nice enough to write an anthem for our show that we're going to play here in a moment.
Thank you.
Bravo.
If we had come to you and bought this through your service, how much do you charge to write a song about a business or a person?
Yeah, here's the deal.
Pay that man his money. He beat me straight up, son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. All night long, he check.
That's funny.
No.
Yeah.
He beat me straight up. Pay that man his money.
You ever see Rounders?
Stan, you know Teddy KGB?
John Malkovich.
You ever see the movie Rounders?
Yeah, I've heard of that character, but I didn't watch the movie.
Ah. It's like one big nightmare, isn't it?
Because I stick it in you.
the 20 grand, Mike, you're playing with. It's my 5 grand. It's yours. I stick it to you. I stick it to you.
And he does a little dance.
And he looks over at that grandma.
It's a good movie. You should see it.
There's your future.
Stan, you are sometimes watching Moscow on the Hudson?
What? You didn't get that?
Do you watch Moscow on the Hudson?
Moscow on the Hudson?
Yes, a movie with greatest American comedian.
Steve Martin.
No, I didn't see that movie. Sorry,
Steve
guys.
Steve Martin plays Russian who comes over with circus band.
What about Jackoff Smirnoff?
Smirnoff, what are you talking about? Vodka?
No, famous Russian comedian.
Yakov Smirnoff.
No, that's not the right pronunciation.
Yakov Smirnoff. Listen, how much would it cost if someone wants to go to your website and have you make an anthem for them or their business?
Yeah, here's the deal. The anthem will cost $499.
That is bargain. That is bargain.
Wow. Yep. So we got a song on the cheap.
Yeah, it's a good bargain, and you're about to listen to the job that we've done for you guys.
Now, what do you get besides album or anthem? You get any other treats like T-shirt or some prize with what you pay?
Here's how it works, but please don't interrupt me because I wanted to explain my idea.
No, I'm sorry, I can't help it. We love to interrupt.
We interrupt everybody. That
oh,
is
I see.
Style
but,
of show
because
stuff.
Because I can't explain if you guys interrupt.
No, okay, well then forget the explanation. Let's just hear the song.
Let's get right to the anthem.
The anthem is called Driving Home with Don and Mike. How long did it take you to write it?
Actually, me and Ruth Greenwood, we wrote the song together. She did most of the job. I did, however, the chorus, the funny part.
Any relation to famous country artist Lee Greenwood?
No, it's Ruth. Ruth Greenwood.
I know, that's why I said
any relation. I hope the chorus is good.
So we did it in about a day.
About a day.
Wow. All right.
Thank you.
Now, do you sing on this, sir?
Not on this one. I did sing on the previous anthems, but this one was being made by a friend of mine, Miroslav Chernetsky. He is a 18-year-old musical wonder, and he's
a musical wonder
of Josh Groban.
How many?
He's really good.
How many musical instruments used on anthem?
What we do is we have a special guy who is doing this on his chords.
Special guy
on his chords.
Yeah, he's doing this on his Korg piano, the digital piano.
Oh, that's him.
So
now the guy's
using computer.
The guy's website is Anthem, ENTHEM.com.
Uh-huh.
And now let's hear, for the first time ever, a world premiere.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Our anthem, the official anthem for our show, Driving Home with Don and Mike. Yeah, let's make this a big deal.
Perfect.
Now, is this true? It's 3.5 minutes long?
Yeah, it's $500 worth.
Get ready for world premiere Don and Mike exclusive.
Not only made by a Russian guy, but made by a Russian guy from Sacramento, California.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to be vowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vow me.
So without further ado...
Is their title to song?
Yes.
Oh, yes, you mentioned before.
Here it is.
It's Driving Home.
Driving Home with Don and Mike. No, I kid.
That was fleeting sound effect.
Well, I got a pretty good ear for a hit record.
Thanks.
This ain't one.
And side by side for 20 years.
I'm kidding, it's fantastic.
A touch of ocean makes me choke back tears. But listen, there ain't nothing broke back here. Thought that I should make that very clear. It's a party without the beer.
Oh, God.
I love driving home with Don and Mike.
Oh, God.
Simply make my day more bright.
Uh-huh.
And no matter if my wife's at home,
$500.
I ain't going back till I'm finished with the show.
We're getting some kind of interference.
The crowd's gone wild.
Angel Buzz and Robbie ragging on TV.
Wow.
They used to talk about their lovers explicitly.
Well,
toning down for those wet blankets at the FCC.
Okay.
But it's been a while.
I don't know what to do now.
Yeah. Here comes the chorus again.
It still sounds very
I guess not.
To me.
I bet here it comes now.
The chorus.
I love driving home with Don and Mike.
With Don and Mike. Well, I'm going to just kind of fade it out there, I think. That was pretty good.
But it's not as good as this.
I mean, I appreciate the fact that you made us a song. But
years ago, Elvis did a concert, you know.
We're quit looking for something like this.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think they are remarkably similar.
Oh, Mike.
Just before the
that is an insult to the Elvis Cup.
I think there's only one way that we can prove me right, and that's to play them at the same time.
I'll go from one to the other.
Okay.
Hey, Ed Rusky, are you still there, my friend?
Of course.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So this is the Elvis Cup song.
Come see the Elvis Cup, and I'll tell this what's up. If you don't know who it was who said that Elvis is still dead.
Dang, it ties right in.
Hey, there you go.
I'm told you had to smash your brand new home.
God.
And 100 reasons why we love those crazy guys.
Crazy guys.
Just remember, Elvis is the top.
I see, I can't tell the difference.
He's the top and the best of all.
They're both great.
Singing and rock and roll.
Jesus.
Come see the Elvis Cup. And I still miss what's up at home. Yeah, I love driving home. I love driving home
the
with
big
Don and Mike. And thank you very much.
Same key.
Driving home. Yeah, I love driving home. I love driving home with Don and Mike.
Woo! Woo! Fleeting. Okay, well, what can I say but...
Gracious, that's stupid.
Oh,
you called that music?
Stop that.
I'm dazzled. I am dazzled.
That was beautiful. Oh, and Stan, what can we say but thank you?
Stan, we thank you from the bottom of our heart.
Like I said, it's a pleasure to do something for the living legend.
Well, you know what?
And using the opportunity, just wanted to congratulate you guys on being on air for 20 years together.
I think you have...
It's a big accomplishment and a rare
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day. Momentum for the team slowly faded away.
Don't be playing the Joe Gibbs song.
No, it's inappropriate.
That's not like the Elvis Cup.
Nope.
And that's not like the new anthem for our show.
No, it's not the same thing. And, you know, after hearing that song, I feel more legendary.
Our coach is Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs, we love your legacy. Joe Gibbs, welcome back to the...
Oh, that bleeding sound again.
Okay, enough.
Guys?
Okay, Stan, listen, we are humbled. We are humbled by this.
That's, I mean, incredibly humbled.
And thank you very much. We will have a link on our website to your website. And perhaps even, do you have the lyrics somewhere, Rob?
I do.
Oh,
I think
good.
You should read stanza three.
Stanza three? Okay. Let me see. I pick up at the chorus.
Uh-huh.
I love driving home with Don and Mike.
Yes.
They simply make my day more bright. And no matter if my wife's at home, I ain't going back till I'm finished with the show. Dennis Murphy, Charlie M., and Homo Joe, say you are not listening if you do not know. Who is it who said that Elvis is still dead? And who told you how to trash your brand new phone? And 100 reasons why we love those crazy guys. Yeah, I like driving home. I love driving home. I love driving home with Don and Mike.
Oh, that is nice.
Good.
That is very.
I'm glad you had to stop down to bring
One more comment that I just wanted to make.
Don't cry, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Anthem,
hold it together.
I'm sorry, man.
How the anthem will sound. It can be in any manner or in more serious, professional, you know, manner.
Okay, whatever anthem you want.
Whatever you say.
You got it, and we want to thank you very much for your time. Stan, thank you for the beautiful song. And perhaps we can include this in the transcript of today's show on the website, the lyrics to Driving Home with Don and Mike.
No problem, guys. You have my permission. It's your song, and you own the copyright.
Thank
you, Stan.
Can I use the song on my website for other people to hear and listen to?
Ah, that's a good idea. Do you need to talk to him?
I think so.
Thank you very much, Stan.
Thank you, Stanley.
Thank you, guys.
Hold on
a
second.
Have a great
day. You too. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on the show. Yeah.
Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
What did he say, Don?
This is Natasha from Bullwinkle Show. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Oh, for the birds, Boris.
Dan?
Oh.
Dan?
Did he hang up?
He hung up. Too bad. We'll never know.
Unfortunately, he had difficulty with phone and slight language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wants to splash the pot, he will splash the pot whenever the F he pleases.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Timmy. I'm the manager at O'Mara's. Wanted to see if I could get the information so we could get an anthem for everyone here at the restaurant.
Oh, shut up.
Is that really somebody from
the
place?
No, of course not.
Bye!
Please. You don't have a Timmy?
We don't have a Timmy. We don't have Timmy.
That's unfortunate.
That is big, fat lie.
Flop the nut straight.
Motherfucker! Satisfied now, Teddy?
Motherfucker! That's it,
What the f*** are you talking about, that's it? Take it back, Teddy!
Yes! No more! No more! No! Not tonight! This son of a bitch all night, he...
Check.
He trapped me!
Well, you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yes.
He beats me.
Straight up.
Pay that man his money.
That is the best Russian accent. That is John Malkovich. That is fantastic.
Great. Got on the red, like 1970s Adidas jogging suit top.
Right. And these classic pants that make him look fatter than he really is. Maybe they were padded. I don't know. It was great. Just a great look.
Anyway, that's the Russian guy.
That's right.
And okay. Just in case you didn't get enough of it the first time, this is just a taste again of our brand new anthem. Thank you.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
You know, I'm thinking about it now, and now I'm thinking about Sally Struthers.
Really?
Why are you thinking about Sally Struthers?
Because I'm thinking, with the $500 that this song would have costed, imagine how many kids we could have fed.
Or Sally.
It's a party without the beer. I love driving home with Dawn and Mike.
Get this right over to the lawyers.
Yeah.
I don't know. They'll enjoy it.
I'd like to hear Linda Feldman sing this.
And no matter if my life...
Was she singing as she was walking out the building? I love driving home.
I ain't going back to my bed.
La 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 la.
La la la.
Okay.
La la.
All right.
Sing with me, William H. Macy, or whoever that guy was.
Dick Vermeil. Jerry Van Dyke. Lawyers Jack.
Lawyers Jack. Come on, man.
Okay, and I've got to say it. What do you call 10,000 dead lawyers at the bottom of the sea?
I don't know, Don. What do you call 10,000 lawyers at the bottom of the sea?
That's a good start.
There you go.
Okay, now that you're ready to laugh.
Yes.
We had attempted this last week. We gave it one segment. It didn't work out.
No, it didn't.
We didn't get a winner. So we're going to, once again, ask you to make John Norman laugh.
That's right. Yes, because usually you get a winner on that feature, and, well... He left unsatisfied.
Yes. It didn't happen last week. It was one of those deals where we had a busy show going, and we were running out of time. The deal is, as always, call us at 877-365-3636. This is not like a Bob and Tom joke of the week thing.
No.
It's very simple. Make John Norman laugh.
Right, right.
John is the newest addition to our show. He filled in Beth Ann's spot. He is, and incidentally, he is still soaking wet from sitting back there.
We've tried to remove the spot.
In her spot.
And he doesn't care.
Now, you can tell a joke. You can tell an anecdotal story.
Mm-hmm.
A riddle. Or you can do a funny voice.
Or maybe just a slice of reality.
Something original,
yeah.
Sure.
But all you got to do is truly make the guy laugh.
Today, all funny comments and jokes will be run through the CBS legal department.
Yes.
Then they'll be funnier.
Yes, absolutely. They'll make them better.
They can help.
You know who would be a good person to add to the CBS legal department? Who's that goddamn talking baby that we hate so much?
Baby Bob.
From the Quiznos commercials, right. and from the short-lived TV show. Because remember, don't forget,
uh-huh.
as they told us today, whenever you do the show, you got to imagine you're doing this with a kid in the car.
Yeah, I hope you like the jokes there, John.
This is my attempt at Baby Bob.
We're doing the show.
Sorry about that. They can't all work.
So,
that's right.
877-365-3636. We put 10 minutes on the clock. We bring John Norman, who is not humorless, but has a very dry, I would almost say, gallows sense of humor.
Yeah, we gave people a tip last week. He enjoys the misfortune of others.
Yeah, it's a good time for the haters to call.
Schadenfreude.
Yes, thank you.
All of Rob's friends. Uh-huh. Give us a call right now.
Give us a call out to all my buds.
At 877-365-3636.
Yeah.
Calls are unscreened. Make John laugh. And the prize today is $200 and the MP3 player from Samsung and Circuit City.
Can't get it out.
What?
I like driving home with Don and Mike. It's fantastic.
Very catchy.
It's in my head and it's not going out of it.
That's right.
You can have it when we leave tonight if you like.
I'll take it home. Yeah. Clap your hands. It's a nice little two-step.
It is.
I'm thinking of a word. S-U-C-K.
Two men side by side for 20
Why?
Years.
Sucky.
Such devotion makes me choke back tears.
Yeah, choke back tears.
Listen there enough and go back here.
Hold on, now I'm getting more words, more letters.
Yeah.
I-E-S-T.
Wow.
Suckiest.
Oh, I see.
You're
not Mike.
I love driving.
I'm getting a D at the beginning and an N at the end. Deportation.
That was too gay.
That was a tape of Buzz.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people don't know that that's a tape we have. That it actually comes in so quickly.
That was too gay.
Not a tape. It's Buzz every time.
It's Buzz really what he comments on the show every day.
Hey, Buzz, what about that shirt you're wearing?
That was too gay.
Uh-huh. Hey, Buzz, what about those pants that you're wearing?
That was too gay. No.
Hey, Buzz, what about that stuff that you put in your hair?
That was too gay.
One trick pony.
That's Buzz. Hey, how about the way you felt about that male lawyer today?
That was too gay.
Don, that's a little repetitive.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there, really big boys.
For those wet blankets at the FCC.
Everybody, come on, sing with me.
Yeah.
No. It's been a while. And free.
Come on, that was too gay.
Sing with me, faggot.
Hi, Mike.
It still sounds very great.
Everyone now.
I love driving home with Don and Mike.
It's brilliant.
Stop it.
Bye.
Bye.
You know what? This is crap.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's wonderful crap.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Make John Norman laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Win $200 and the MP3 player from Samsung and Circuit City.
Stay tuned for more great talent.
The MP3 players are a courtesy of Samsung. Check out Samsung's HD TV with DLP technology. Learn more at Samsung.com or Circuit City.
Yeah, I just can't get enough of it.
Off you go.
Okay, well, here you go. It's yours. There you go. Catch.
Oh.
That's for you.
I get to take it home?
For your car.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, now.
Whoa.
You dropped it.
You're in the garbage.
What I do.
What I do.
What I do.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quick plug, hola, I'm Mike LaFontaine, owner and founder of High Class Management. Whoops!
comic's constant companion. Let's start right out. Hey, what happened? As you know, back in 1970, I started on a series called What Happened? And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened?
What happened?
We had a lot of fun with that and a lot of other catchphrases. I got a real red wagon. And I can't do my work. And I believe I was the first one to use the phrase, I don't think so. But it only lasted a year, and that's good because that's how you establish a cult.
The Don and Mike Show.
They like to talk, and you like to listen. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're looking at a picture in the newspaper.
The Sopranos.
It comes back, not this weekend, is it next weekend?
Next weekend.
Look at them right there.
They look a little tired.
There's Polly. There's Christopher. And right in the middle, there's Tony.
Looks like Tony's been eating a little ziti during the hiatus.
Yeah. Oh, and let me not also forget a quick shout out to Stevie Van Zandt, who's back as well.
You know how long that show's been on the air? Today is Robert Eiler's 21st birthday.
So it's been on a long time.
That's AJ.
AJ, yeah, the little boy.
Interestingly enough, it's been on a long time. There just haven't been that many episodes.
That's true.
You still have the screensaver buzz?
Yes, I'm working on it now.
No, I'm in of AJ by the pool.
Yeah, no, yeah, but he's older now. That's not
what?
The same.
What?
You heard me tell him.
He's got a screensaver? What's wrong? When's it coming back on? Next weekend?
Yeah, next weekend, Tony.
All right, let's do it. Hey, congratulations on getting the thing back. The old friend. All right. Hey, Carm! Now, here's John Norman. Hi, John.
Hi, guys.
Quick background on John. Very talented behind the scenes.
Yes.
Very good technical stuff.
Great production guy.
Getting the tapes ready to go on the air. A very warped sense of humor.
Yes. Like that.
Seems to be angry at the world like all of us. He fits right in.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he's taking Beth Ann's spot on the show.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
We're gonna
yeah,
well, it was impossible to get that spot out.
Yeah.
John, I do a little fumigating, though.
Now, here's the handicap that our listeners are working with today.
Yeah.
John was in the exact same meeting as we were.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
This is not a slight to John, whose profession is off air. He ain't a pro like me and Mike. He can't come on like Mike and I did at 3 o'clock today,
mm-hmm.
and seamlessly do a show where you would never know that the lawyers were yelling at us for an hour and 45 minutes.
I think anyone will tell you that listened to the beginning of this show that no one could tell.
Right.
No one could tell that we had been in a meeting with the legal department
every day.
Now it's only because we're so goddamn professional,
right,
that we've managed to keep it under control and we've had the facade of a pretty happy, funny show today.
Yes, when on the inside, as people should know, and we pull back the curtain occasionally.
Sad clowns.
We're dying inside.
Good, you know, we're the sad clowns.
Right. I do aspire to your level of professionalism someday.
Now on this particular area, in this part of the emotional human condition we're talking about, John is not as professional as Mike and I.
Right.
Because he's not on the air all the time.
Right. So what you're trying to say is he's in a pretty bad mood today, like everybody.
He's been walking around with a long face because the lawyers yelled at him as well.
Right. Yeah, we were all there.
So...
So you got your work ahead of you. I mean, you really do. You got your work cut out for you if you're going to make John laugh.
But I am ready for a good one.
Okay.
Okay. Robbie? Yeah, Robbie?
He could use a laugh.
We got 10
you
minutes.
Stay over there, Rob.
We got 10 minutes on the clock. And remember, the rule is you can't look at John.
I promise not to make eye contact.
You can't look at him.
Okay, buddy.
Hey,
okay.
Rob, if you want to look at John,
yeah,
look at me.
Not looking at you either.
877-365-3636 is the phone number. These are on-screen calls. Here we go. Somebody hopefully will make John laugh in the next 10 minutes. Now, everybody...
Everybody stop it right now. Come
down.
On, damn it. Act like
down.
A pro.
Op stay in A. Oh, that's nice.
That's
Rob.
Nice.
Rob.
Sorry.
Start the clock. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Please make Johnny laugh.
Hey, John, what's black and blue and hates to have sex?
Oh, Carrie Spiewak, come on.
It's the chick in my trunk.
Bye!
Right, same difference. Rob's wife. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, very well. Make John laugh, please.
Okay.
A father is taking a shower, and his 5-year-old, 6-year-old daughter walks into the bathroom and starts pointing and says, "Hey, Daddy, what's that?" He says, "Well, what am I going to give one?"
Bye!
It's unfortunate.
You know, and, yeah, we would have gone all the way with that one if we hadn't had that meeting today.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Remember, there's a baby in the car.
Exactly.
There's a baby in the car.
Right.
There was no porn star.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show. We should mention, however, for the purposes of our show, the baby's in the trunk. We're like one of those bad parents that you see.
Right.
Did you see that chick on the news? Yeah. It was like 6 months ago. She was coming out of Walmart, and she tells her kids, get in the trunk of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, driving along for 15 months.
She had, like, a full car of kids in the regular, and she had so many kids, she had to put some in the trunk, right?
Yeah, and the cops stopped her, and they popped the trunk, and the kids are like, oh, Mom said to get back here. We love riding in the trunk.
Right. Was his name Jack?
What?
Was his name Jack?
Jack?
Keep the Jack in the trunk.
Oh, God.
You know what?
Oh, no. It's been a long day. Yeah. It's been a very, very long
really,
day, folks.
That sucked so bad.
No.
No, Rob.
It was medium.
No, really. God, I wish you still had the outfit. I would punish you and make you wear the outfit today.
Roll out a hard
Just day. Go stand outside for 60 seconds.
He's really being disciplined.
Really?
He is really being disciplined.
Just go stand outside for
He is.
Think about
what you've got.
Because it's what you've got in your car.
He is really, that's like a joke you hear in 1908.
Like a retarded kid's joke.
He does. He brings the kid's jokes here.
All right. Mr. Off, stay out there. And that's Rob's new name. First name is Jack. Stay out for 60 seconds. Now, where the hell were we?
1 minute. We have been... The train has been knocked off the track.
Hello, make John laugh.
John Norman.
Yes, sir.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Thank you.
Bye!
I think not only not funny, but I don't believe that's original. I think that's been done before.
Don and Mike show. Hello, make Johnny laugh.
Hello.
Hey, go ahead.
All right. A guy's lifelong dream was to own a golf course, so 1 year he finally saved up enough money to purchase the course. However, he realized he spent his entire life savings for nothing because he couldn't afford anyone to tend the greens. So he goes home that night, he's pondering, he's like, what am I going to do? Light bulb goes off, I'll build robots. Course opens, greens look immaculate.
I had to stop him there because the time
Thank
was
you.
Up. Once you get to like the 30-second mark.
Yeah, it's just you're cruising for a bruise and then there's just no way.
You can't turn the band around. Yep. I mean, you're marching, you're going down the road. Just turn it around.
No, and the length of time on straight lines is just not allowed. No.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make John laugh. Although I will say this is going much better. Oh, without, I was just going to say he's back. Hey.
No. He counted the 60 seconds and he came back. Oh, look at that face.
I'm all sad.
Look at that face he gave you.
All sad. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Pardon?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Because he was stapled to the baby? I don't know.
No, George Michael.
Avant-garde.
Very. Yeah, but, unique enough to get a smile out of me because it was just something different.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike radio gods.
I love it when you bring Warhol into the show, Buzz.
I felt it had to
Almost
be done.
As much as I love when you bring Capote into the show.
Capote.
You know, that guy does a fantastic Capote. I mean, he bulletin. This bulletin from me to you.
Really?
That guy that's Capote.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. The thing about that playing Truman Capote is, I mean, easily he could have just gone into like some kind of characterization and been pigeonholed with that, but he did a good job. You almost believe it.
Low-key did, sure.
He likes pigeonholing.
Truman?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the real Truman show.
Excuse me, can I tell my joke now?
You know what? You could have if you had had a little decorum.
A better attitude.
Bye-bye.
A little better attitude, mm-hmm. Mr. Man.
Time done just run out on you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make John laugh.
Hey, I think I get John's sense of humor. I bet they're real hungry in Ethiopia. How about the Philippines, the landslide?
Bye!
All right, let's try this. Hi, Don and Mike show. Now, Mike, what are you doing?
Hey, look, you know what? I'm smiling because of the attempt.
Hello.
Because we said he likes the misfortune of others.
Hello, you're on the air. Don and Mike show. Make John laugh.
What did Davy Crockett say when the Mexicans were storming the Alamo?
No idea.
I didn't know where porn cement today.
Bye!
construction joke.
Forming cement, for those of you who didn't catch the mumbling.
Okay. I laughed.
You'll find it in this area that that particular type of activity populated by many, many different Hispanic folk.
I laughed. Hello, Don.
Not exclusively, mind you, no. But you do see crews. I saw one today.
John.
Hello, make John laugh.
Hey, John.
Yes.
I'm having a bad week, man. My wife left me, said our sex life was too boring. I still got needs, though, John, you know. Tried to take care of myself last night. My hand fell asleep.
I'm sure it did.
Bye!
That was a little skit. That was a little improv.
And that is supposed to heighten the effect, make it feel like someone else is doing it.
Mm-hmm. If you can ignore the pins and needles, the ginger ale feeling.
The ginger ale feeling in your hand, right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
John.
Make John laugh.
Hey, John, two gay guys were in a hot tub, and a condom came up. What one guy said to the other guy?
Now, hold on a second. Your phone broke up there. We'll give you a second chance.
Okay.
Two gay guys are in a hot tub.
Yep, and a condom floated up to the top. What did the one guy say to the other guy?
What?
Did you fart?
Yeah. Bye!
5 minutes.
What, Rob?
5 minutes.
Hello, Don Mike show.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Hey, what did the snail say when he was riding on the turtle's back?
Hurry up.
Whee!
Ah.
Oh, God.
Really? You knew that one. I'm throwing you under the bus again, but you gave that a thumbs
Hello.
Up and you knew it.
Don and Mike show.
He Wait, likes the it. Children's jokes.
Don't make me
hey, John.
Don't
Hello.
Make me put you in the corner again. Put you on timeout now.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make John laugh.
John, you like pain and suffering, huh?
Yes, actually.
Well, I just put my dog down today and my wife hasn't stopped crying since.
No, not dog humor.
No, you don't like that.
No,
that's a no-no for you?
Bye!
Did he cross your line?
No, that's
I mean, cross
zone,
your zone.
Zone, not line. It's a Sorry. Zone, Mike. Remember the meeting zone. Today.
I forget so quickly.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make John laugh.
I hear music in the background.
I will take someone else. Hello, make John laugh. Don and Mike show.
What's the difference between Jews and pizza?
Oh, no, I've heard that one.
Bye!
Oh, horrible.
Come on now. That's like Rob's good morning greeting.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I love hating blacks with Rob Spiewak.
Bye!
Unfortunately, this is make John laugh.
Don and Mike show.
In the convent of Our Lady of Perpetual Motion, the Mother Superior says, we found a case of gonorrhea in the convent. And Sister Mary Elizabeth says, be Jesus, I'm getting sick of that Chablis. That's good news.
You know, maybe
I don't even get
maybe
that
would have
one.
Had a chance, oh, but he started to throw it in the accent at the end.
Oh, man.
Bye!
Really, the setup, I thought it had potential.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
We're all disappointed.
I was hoping for him.
Tell me about it. My name's on half this show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Like, that guy feels awful.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He'll be fine.
He's the two homeless guys keep stealing the...
Phones. Phones.
What did he say?
The two homeless guys keep stealing, and then he was gone.
Oh.
So my guess was phones.
So that was funny?
Not really.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, he'll put you outside, too, buddy.
I know. I'm just trying to help him.
Hello,
he's already outside.
Make John laugh. Hello.
Hey, Archie.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, you know,
now,
isn't it a shame?
Yeah, that one.
That word we cannot use.
That works. But we must have a disqualification.
Yes, because he Family. Used a word we can't say on the radio.
Something that Edith Bunker was doing to Archie.
And you know what? Specifically, we were asked about that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mm-hmm. Why does Dr. Pepper come in a can?
I've heard that's a thousand years old.
Well, here we go now. Down to the 2 minute warning. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make John laugh.
This is Clay Aiken for John.
Bye!
Okay, come on. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Make John laugh.
John, why can't Helen Keller drive?
I'm sure I've heard this one, but I'm not sure why.
Because she's dead.
Bye!
Again, you know, the Helen Keller jokes have so much potential.
They do, because you never know. You might hear a new one.
I mean, that's where we got the great Wawa. Hello,
right.
Don and Mike show. Make John laugh.
Go.
Oh.
Oh.
Sometimes people panic.
Mm-hmm. Freeze up.
No, actually, what's frozen up now?
Sometimes the phone system panics.
There we go. Don and Mike show. Hello. Make John laugh.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. That's what they tell me because I'm blind.
Sorry to hear that.
Bye! 1 minute.
1 minute.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make John laugh.
John.
Yes.
Here's Willie Nelson to sing for you.
No, it didn't make John. It made me laugh. It made Mike laugh.
Did they make Mike laugh?
It did. It was very, very, very unique.
He chortled.
That's a tribute to the late Bob White.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Johnny laugh.
Hi. Last week I hit a horse in the butt with my car on Franklin Parkway.
Yes.
Is there a payoff?
Is that true?
Yes, it's true.
You hit a horse.
A horse.
With your butt.
Car.
With your car.
Did the horse survive?
I don't think so.
Huh.
They didn't officially tell me.
That is funny.
What's funny about that, lady?
Everybody else laughed when I told them I hit it.
Well, you have some sick friends.
Don't we have some vitamins? Don't we have some vitamin C to give this woman?
Vitamin C. That was our good friend Esther C.
Hello, Todd and Mike show.
Hey, what's 18 inches long, purple, and drives women crazy?
You wish.
A baby with SIDS.
Bye!
Me too.
Me too. Me too.
Wow.
Admit it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just didn't want to be the only
one. No, you're not the only one. It's, you know, it's the shock value gets.
Yes. But it didn't. Look at that.
No, he's smiling. He's not laughing.
John.
And he is capable of laughing. I've heard him laugh.
Of course. Yeah. Love this. I love the fact that the listeners cannot crack you.
I am so sorry. I really want to.
No, it's not yet.
You are the Iron Man. You will come back next week. Okay. And we will do this again with you next week.
It's a challenge, folks.
It's a series.
Start writing your best material.
That is one sick joke.
I'm telling you, though, I gotta write down what funny is for you. Because that last joke, funny.
Yeah. But funny in that way that, you know, sometimes you don't laugh out loud at funny. You just kind of, you hold it back. But
Then once you look at your buddy.
And then it grows on you.
Yeah, it does.
Like,
crazy. Get past the shock.
Crazy.
Then you laugh.
Thank you, Johnny.
Oh, thank you.
And just as a way of ending this, as we always do, we'll take two more calls from each of our phone banks.
Yes.
John, pick a number, please, between 1 and 7.
2 is my lucky number.
2. Number 2. Here we go.
2 more random people will get chances to win the money. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, John.
Hello.
Did you hear President Bush and Rumsfeld had a meeting last week, and the president asked Rumsfeld for an update on Iraq? He said, not much to report. We had 4 Brazilians killed in combat today. Bush drops his hand, headed.
Bye!
You know, that one doesn't count.
Update. He lost week with an update.
Don and Mike show. Always
hey,
dangerous.
What? Money!
Okay,
You know what? Hey, because the first
Bye!
One.
Yeah.
Don, can I ask for one extra because the guy was disqualified?
Okay. Bonus time. Here we go. Bonus round. Make John laugh.
John, what's fat, twisted, and never seems to end?
I don't know.
Don and Mike's career.
Bye!
Not funny.
All right, that's it. We took the extra
call. That's it. That was the last one. That was my fault for asking for that.
No, that's all right, Mike.
I should stand outside.
I love going the extra mile with you.
the last few steps of the marathon.
All right, John.
Bye, John.
Bye, John.
There he goes.
Hey, John. Sids.
Think about it.
Eat at Sid's. It's a great restaurant. He's a good friend of mine. Sid Caesar, of course.
I used to work for a Sid.
Oh, Sid Abel.
Yeah, that's right. Sure, he likes being brought in on this one.
Come on, you're killing me, buddy. You're killing me.
Uh-huh.
25 cents more for a cart? No.
Oh, ho.
All right, Buzz.
Yes.
Here we go with the news and the comments.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
you got to wait for the la la la
la la
la la.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Oh, incidentally,
WJFK falling off the face of the earth time. 5 past. Hold on, what's nautical time? That's what we got to give. It's like a or military.
Military time.
1805.
It would be 18. It's at the tone. 1805. And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz. What are your lead stories on news and comments tonight?
Well, tonight the president's caught lying on video. Lying his ass off.
Now, really, this is not next stepping. Buzz and I discussed this before the show today.
Mm-hmm.
This is Major League Bush being Bush. And you know what? It makes that Mike Brown guy
look pretty good.
Look like not quite the dope that we thought he was.
Kind of understand. You understand why he was so indignant when he went before the committee.
Also tonight, your favorite soft drink is trying to kill you. And at the very end, a story about an exploding toilet.
Oh.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Did you say exploding? What was that?
Exploding toilet.
Right. That was very
fleeting.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Right.
Warning may cause an oopsie. The Don and Mike Show.
Do I think? I think they might have fallen right in that hole.
Oh, no.
I lost my keys.
Oh, no.
Just was putting stuff away and...
You think they fell down the hole, the rabbit hole?
Did they fall down the rabbit hole?
That's where you always keep them.
There they are.
There they are.
You just feel retarded. It's like I go to my valise. Mm-hmm. I put my computer away, and I get out my phone, and I get out my keys.
It's kind of a regular drill.
Need to go home, and there's a hole here.
Yes.
Stop it!
There's a hole that has like 8,000 wires coming out of it in our fake
countertop
Corian.
There.
It's a Corian.
But it's not real fancy. It's not like granite countertops.
No, it's fake.
It's probably not real Corian.
It is. That's why we have such.
You know what? Can I just say this?
Huh?
Someone should cover that hole. Thank you.
Good advice for a lot of circumstances.
That's right.
Cover that hole.
That's right.
Rob, I don't think a Pringles can is going to do it.
That's pretty good.
Buzz?
Does Rob have a lot of experience covering holes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. He lives to cover his hole. I mean, a hole.
A hole?
A hole.
A hole. A hole!
Well, do you like your job?
Watch it.
Yeah.
A hole. You may go.
Obey I?
Don't you love it when we just spout dialogue from TV shows that nobody knows except
there's
us?
There's a show that should be on the air again. There's
Larry
a show
Sanders.
That never should have gone
right.
off the air.
Larry Damn Sanders. It. Now here's Buzz. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. It is a tale of two videotapes, and between them, it is perhaps the first hard evidence of this president knowingly lying to the American people.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
One... Just interrupt to say, this next stepping has been approved by the Don and Mike Show.
Some sanctioned... Next stepping.
One of the tapes has the president telling ABC's Good Morning America 4 days after Hurricane Katrina, no one anticipated the collapse of the levees in New Orleans. The other tape, just made public last night, is White House video of the president being told the levees would probably break with catastrophic results. In the White House tape, the president hears all kinds of warnings about the big one and grave concerns and about a catastrophe within a catastrophe. On the tape, the president doesn't ask a single question.
And incidentally, on the tape, he's also got that deer in the headlights look.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a grainy type of quality on the tape.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like on 24 when you see them communicating via video conferencing.
Those windowless meeting rooms.
Yeah. Is this trip that he's taking to India, a planned trip for a long time, right?
Right, right.
He didn't just skip out of town to get out of this heat.
No, we knew he was going there. We didn't know he was making the surprise stop in Afghanistan.
Right, okay.
So, and that's where he is now. By the way, the president wrapped up that meeting with, "We are fully prepared." And apparently it didn't work out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was the president also lying when he said he wouldn't be for selling our seaports to the Arabs if all the homeland security concerns hadn't been met? A government report out yesterday says officials never even checked to see if the Arab company had ties to Al-Qaeda.
I come as a friend, an ally, and a person like you dedicated to peace.
We owe
a great, great deal.
Oh, this is him with the Afghanistan guy.
Yes, right.
Peace, the Afghan.
Democracy, the strong steps towards the future.
Yes, sir.
To your support.
Thank you, President Logan. Republican Congressman Peter King of New York, head of the House Homeland Security Committee, says he was told, and I quote, "Congressman, we don't conduct a thorough investigation. We just ask the intel director if there's anything on file," and he said no. Was the president also lying when he outlined his warrantless wiretapping program back in December? Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said yesterday that when he talked to Congress about the program last month, he only addressed the legality of the wiretapping mentioned by the president, implying there's other domestic spying that wasn't mentioned by the president.
Okay, now you're getting into some other
right.
backstepping. Let's just
Fine.
Stick to the facts at hand.
All right.
The facts at hand are, Bush says, "I didn't know Dick before all of this happened."
Comes out of, they've got tape, videotape of him on Good Morning America saying that.
And the schmuck Michael Brown, who we've held up for like six, 7 months now.
Sacrificial lamb, it looks like. It really does.
He's sitting...
Although he screwed up in a lot of different areas,
yeah,
too, I guess.
But yeah. Here's the one thing. He is sitting in the nerve center.
Right.
At FEMA. And he is saying, on the video conference to Bush, this is going to be worse than anybody's anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
I even think I heard him say a Cat 5.
Right.
And at that point... I don't know if they were talking about a Category 5.
And they were also talking about the Superdome and whether that was safe in a Category 5, whether
right.
that people would actually be safe in the Superdome. And you know what? I think they were lucky on that one because, I mean, the storm did not hit directly, you know, as far as the Superdome, but it was partially damaged and it could have been worse.
If it had, that might not have held up.
And we sure does make it look bad. And here he is now on how is Big Dick Cheney doing?
Imagine swinging a gun and think you're shooting a bird and a person you know standing there at the end of your sight.
Mm-hmm.
And it shook him. I'm confident it changed him somehow. You know, I think it shook him. And anytime you get shaken like that, it's got to have some effect on you.
Are you retarded? It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
No!
What an idiot.
Did you say Dick Cheney?
Yeah.
I know I don't normally make requests.
He's very heavy.
What's his name?
He's Dick Cheney.
There you go, fleeting.
Fleeting. So how did we get here? Well, you certainly can't blame The Simpsons.
I got my car.
Well, of course. I didn't mean literally.
I didn't take my jetpack today. Mm-hmm. I drove today.
How did we get it?
How about you, Mike? You pogo stick in today?
Like I always do. Yeah, skateboard was in the shop.
And Rob, as stilts?
No, mass transit.
And Buzz, as always, you hitched.
Well, part of the way, roller skated the rest.
Hey, there you go. But not the real roller skates, right? Those sneakers that have the wheels on the bottom of them?
Yeah, the kind with the key.
Very good.
I got a brand new, never mind. Mm-hmm. How did we get here, this place we are now? Well, you certainly can't blame The Simpsons, just the priorities, perhaps, of the people who watch them. The McCormick Tribune Freedom Museum did a survey. It found that 1 in 4 of us can name all 5 members of The Simpsons household, Homer, Marge, Bart, Lisa, and Maggie. It found that only 1 in 1,000 of us can name all 5 of our basic rights under the First Amendment, speech, religion, press, assembly, and a chance to fix grievances. Only 1 out of 4 of us could even name 2 of the 5 freedoms.
I used to always screw up that chance to fix grievances one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the hardest one
to
remember.
That's the hard one.
Who cares about that? Here's all I care about.
Yeah.
Did you reference the song Brand New Key by Melanie?
I started to, and then I thought better of it.
What did you say?
I said I got a brand new pair of roller skates, and I got a brand new key for them.
Yeah.
This is lovely.
Yeah.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
Melanie.
Fleeting.
Stop it, Melanie. Bye.
Bye.
I'm not going to listen to that. I'd much rather listen to this. Kids of Tomorrow Today.
That's right.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
This might be it's a new hit.
Devotion makes.
Bye.
I don't want to hear our anthem anymore.
20 years.
Here we go again. I was lying on my back porch just to get some sun.
Now, is this Peter the meter reader?
Yeah.
As opposed to Telephone Man.
Which is a similar song.
Yeah.
Her other song.
When there came a shadow over me.
No, driving home.
This is
song.
Mary Wilson.
I'm a
Peter the Meter Reader. It's a dirty song.
What a man, what a man, looking down over me. Tall, dark, and
make sure the kids aren't listening to this.
That's right. And you got to play it to the hook, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That was telling me. He knew there was something that he wanted to see. He said, hi, my name's Peter, and I'm here to read your meter. I'd like to see your kilowatt. Could you take me to your box?
Bye!
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, lovely. Some of the world's greatest music right here in our retarded iPod.
That was wonderful.
So I ask again, is your favorite soft drink trying to kill you? That is our story when we come back.
Give us that story. Go ahead, bud.
Well, then you'll have nothing to live for.
you got another story.
Oh, yeah,
after
I got
that?
A couple stories.
Okay, so
of fact.
Is my favorite soft drink trying to kill me?
Maybe. Let me think. Okay.
No. No, I vote no.
Okay. Now, British scientists have joined our own Food and Drug Administration in expressing concern about the amount of benzene in your soda. Benzene is a nice-smelling, cancer-causing chemical found in the smoke from, say, forest fires and volcanoes.
I hate cancer.
It's also used as a gasoline additive to keep your engine from knocking, this benzene. Our government's been talking about reducing the amount of benzene in gasoline for health reasons. Now a British study shows that the level of benzene in soft drinks is 8 times what's considered safe in drinking water.
It's also what you get when you squeeze out Ben Affleck's shorts.
Benzene. Oh, ew.
After a hot day.
Oh, Ben's been working out.
Him out with his hot pregnant girlfriend, wife, whatever her name is.
Oh, benzene.
Electra. Alias, what's her name?
Jennifer Garner.
Garner, yeah.
Oh, you got your benzene everywhere.
Benzene.
All right, so it's benzene?
Right, benzene. Watch out for it.
I used to be related to him. I think he was my uncle. Uncle Benzene.
Uncle Benzene.
Uncle Benzene.
Try the rice.
Yeah. Thank you.
So a radio
I thought you were going to make yourself stand outside after that one, maybe.
Oh, come on.
I liked it.
Now see what you've done. You've made him leave.
Is it, what is it, 60 seconds? Is that
half hour.
Half hour.
Oh, he's going home.
Half hour.
Yeah, he'll
he's
be back.
Rolling on me.
Sure, he'll be
all
back.
Right. Okay, well, what's the next story, Buzz?
Coming up, a company that owns radio stations rents out an art museum and tells people to have all the vodka they want. What could go wrong? We'll tell you when we come back.
Rob, you better get the bullhorn.
I will.
Come back. I'm not going to break without you. Or he's going to stand out there.
He should.
Don and Mike to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
It's huge. Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. Radio Joggernaut. Don and Mike.
All right. Now here is Guy Bradley just hours away from his first ever personal Buzz on his own appearance tonight at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Buzz is going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've never felt so much pressure as I do judging
Hank's
nobody.
Look Around Cafe.
A lot of responsibilities for you tonight, Buzz.
I know.
So what is it tonight at your place, Mike? It's a Snow Bunny contest?
Snow Bunny contest. Buzz is going to be a judge.
It's an awesome responsibility.
Watch out for the yellow snow.
That's right. All of
As I told him before, he doesn't have to do anything.
That's the best
Except
part.
Except have a good time.
I can do that.
That's all. That's all he has to do.
Speaking of have a good time, before we move on, I have to tell you, just say the words, Ted Turner's threesome video, and we are there.
Ted Turner's threesome video.
We're there. As Jane Fonda says in her book, she and her first husband had a threesome in the early 1970s, but now there's a new book from a former editor at Hustler magazine who says Jane was at it again, that's right, with her third husband, Ted Turner, and a busty brunette.
Wow.
And the author says there's videotape of it.
And
look at how excited you are.
And I mean, if we're thinking about the same story,
it includes Jane wearing a strap-on.
Are we thinking about, that's right, there you go.
Mike O'Mara.
Are you serious?
Doing Ted.
This is not made up.
While he's doing the brunette, Ted asks the camera, are you getting this?
Oh my God.
Two of the author's former colleagues back up this story.
Mike O'Mara.
Man.
But Hustler's Larry Flint, who says he's friends with
Dare
Ted.
Dare to dream. Mike.
Dare to dream. I'm just grinning. Just grinning at the fantasy.
Yes, Larry Flint, who says he's friends with Ted, will not comment on this story. Jane is unavailable for comment.
And Mike, for the record, you would like to be Ted?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Sure.
Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Well, I mean, who else could I be? you know. Nah, but I'm not into threesomes. But, you know, the other stuff we can work on.
You're sure. Already a lovely brunette.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
Well said.
I've always thought of myself as raven-haired, Rob.
Not me.
I don't know about that. A company that owns radio stations rents out an art museum and invites the general public to drink all the martinis they want for $30 a head. What could possibly go wrong? Well, for one thing, some of the art in that Milwaukee museum appears to have been damaged. For another, it was overcrowded, rowdy, and people got hurt. There was even blood. The fact that some of the bartenders ran out of drink mix and poured straight vodka may have had something to do with that. Some people climbed the statue of a nude woman in the art museum and got photographed fondling her big brass breasts. Quoting
pretty
a
good.
Spokesman
pretty good.
Quoting a spokesman for the radio company Clear Channel Communications, hindsight is 20/20. He says the company has learned its lesson, and next year we'll stage the event in a bigger location.
I'm on my second beer.
Stop it now.
All you can drink martinis. No problem.
No.
And a painting worth over $1.5 million was damaged at a museum in Detroit when a 12-year-old boy stuck his chewing gum on it. Museum curators were able to remove the gum, but it left a stain about the size of a quarter.
Hey, yo.
It happened during a school
Hi,
trip.
Robert.
Hey, yo.
Hey, sweet boy.
The parents say they're disciplining the boy, and he has
hey,
been...
Joe.
I'm not Joe, I'm Uncle Don.
...been suspended from school. At Indiana's Chesterton Middle School, though, the entire 8th grade class has been suspended for a food fight.
Hi, Julia.
Quoting the superintendent, it wasn't just one or two kids throwing grapes. There were mashed potatoes sticking to the ceiling. He says it'll cost $1,000 to repair the damage, and he's billing it to the kids' parents. About 50 kids were throwing food, but the entire 8th grade was suspended because just about everybody in the 8th grade knew it was going to happen in advance, and none of them squealed.
We used to have them. We'd have them in middle school. Yeah. We had a food fight in middle school.
Squeal real good.
Did you do $1,000 damage or
I
more?
Squeal real loud.
We definitely threw potatoes, though.
Now, at this school, also on the menu and on the walls and on the floors, milk and chicken fried steak. The melee was captured on security video.
Hey, listen to this kid.
Hey, Jim Stevens, don't be so tight. Wow. Give my daddy more money.
How about that?
Man, oh, man.
That's my little man. At the end of this month, he will be 21.
21.
Here he is now.
That is my guess. The bad guess.
That's even a little younger than he is now.
That is my guess. The bad guess.
He's even lower now.
Hey, Jim Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Oh, God. That I used to love exploiting Cody. I mean, Bart. On this show. Those are the days.
When we come back, some unfortunate NFL news and the story I promised about the exploding toilet.
Just tell me before we go to break, is the news that all the teams are going nutty and cutting all the players because of the salary cap?
It has something to do with that, yeah, and an assessment of that situation.
Yeah. A lot of big guys get cut today?
Well, they haven't actually started the cutting yet. We seem to be on the verge of cutting.
I'm sure they weren't small. They're football players.
A lot of big
guys. All right,
guys.
I'm going outside now.
1 minute.
Outside. Right. Mike, outside.
See you later.
Minutes. Bye.
I did it.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Damn it.
Damn it. Damn it. God damn it.
There goes Mike.
God damn it. There he goes. Well, Don and Mike to break.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. And now, because there's nothing else on, the Don and Mike Show.
And once again, here's Guy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, I don't even want to do this story because I know who I'm talking to here. The NFL owners have broken off labor talks with the players' union. The owners voted unanimously today to stop negotiating and about extending the collective bargaining agreement.
Okay, bottom line on this.
Yes?
There's going to be football this year.
Right.
There will be football next year,
okay.
Even if it's an uncapped year.
Uh-huh.
This will come down to the wire. They will come together on this.
Yeah.
This is just too much friggin' money, and the NFL is too popular to screw the pooch, but... They're both good at posture right now.
Right. But they can't eliminate football from this coming season, right?
No, or next season.
Or next season.
Or next season.
In the meantime, the way it stands now, we're looking at highly paid players being cut because the league's salary cap wouldn't be going up next season. NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue says the situation is about as bad as it can get.
Now, what you're going to know, it's 10 o'clock tonight.
Right.
It's the deadline. Kansas City cut Eric Warfield and Dexter McLeon today. Also, Sean Barber.
Sean Baba.
Yesterday, the Broncos cut Mike Anderson.
Oh, wow.
A running back that I know you heard of. The Panthers cut Steven Davis and Brenton Buckner and Rod Smart.
This is all salary cap stuff.
The Dolphins cut Sam Madison. Jesus Christ. The Buffalo Bills cut that big fat guy, Sam Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just the first round. I bet by this time tomorrow we're talking about real friggin' big-name players.
Who did the Buffalo Bills cut? Sam Adams?
Sam Adams.
Yeah, I understand he's in a bar drinking beer.
Yeah. Sam Adams.
Finally, in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Cullen family is all tied up in knots.
Remember Harry Cullen?
Mrs. Cullen.
He was a football player.
Mrs. Cullen says the utility company is to blame for the toilet that exploded in her house and for the grease and sewage that damaged her home and nearly everything in it.
Hey, grease.
The utility says it's the fault of Cullen's neighbors for pouring grease down the drain.
Call the utility, sir.
Quoting Mrs. Cullen, feces, urine, oil, it all went through the house. Aside from the devastation and contamination, it just smells awful.
Oh, God.
Quoting Mrs. Cullen, you couldn't breathe. Your eyes would tear.
Me.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Yeah, I think that whole NFL thing, you know, give them some time to figure it out.
They'll work it out.
All right.
Yeah. We'll have football this year.
Good.
We'll have football next year. You know, and so what? So Mark Brunell doesn't make $10 million this year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? BFD. Did you select this?
Yeah.
God, you faggot. What is this, the Night Owl?
Yeah.
By the Little River Band?
You want to go stand outside?
Oh, man.
No way. Come on, Rob. What are you doing? You're killing me.
They're a great band from down under.
They are a great band.
They suck. We got to go.
Yeah.
Did we already do the Sorry We're Out of Time?
Yeah.
Oh, we did. All right. Well, then on that note.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody.
That's right, for Buzz tonight, ladies' night.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
We'll hear all about that on tomorrow's show. Good day to you, sir.
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 Boy, now if I could only go and have another meeting with lawyers like we did before the show, my day would be perfect.
Please?
Can you?
You can put him in the trunk if his name is Jack.
Okay. Shut up.
When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer have the pleasure of having as nice an audience as we've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.